Pleasant, good afternoon to you from Hastings, Nebraska, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference football. The Dort College Defenders against the Hastings College Broncos from Lloyd Wilson Field. Dort College going through their warm-up paces. Hastings has vacated the premises for the time being for their final pregame talk back in the locker room. Let's jump right into our pregame coverage, and let's begin with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Wastra talking about the matchups for today. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM.
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, October 22. Brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference and Cypress Risk Management, innovative insurance solutions. Visit them online at cypressriskmanagement.com. On your GPAC Football Saturday Report this week, we begin with the scoreboard of games played last week around the conference. It was Doan over Hastings in Crete, 27-19. Morningside a winner on the road at Midland, 34-17. Dakota Wesleyan at home, they defeat Concordia, 52-30. And Northwestern wins at Dort. The final score was 64-16. Here's the week number 7, Hoff Mid-America Sports Football Players of the Week. Offensively, Nate Meyer, running back from Doan, takes the honor. Meyer had a big day rushing, 291 yards. That's a new Doan school record. Also scored 3 touchdowns for the Tigers in that win over the Broncos of Hastings. Britton Barrier, defensive back from Morningside, is the defensive player of the week. An interception and 14-yard return to the Midland 12 in the second quarter to set up the go-ahead score for the Mustangs. He also had another interception later in the game as Morningside picked up that win over Midland on the road. Andres Burgoyne, the kicker from Doan University, is the special teams player of the week. He had a couple of field goals in the win for the Tigers, 44 and 33 yards respectively. The 33-yarder came late in the fourth quarter to push Doan's lead out to 8 points. Also had 3 extra points and had 9 points on the day in Doan's 8-point win over the Broncos of Hastings. That's a look back around the GPAC last week. Coming up after the break, we'll preview this week's GPAC football schedule. The GPAC Football Saturday Report will continue right after this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled 641 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes and 164 NAIA Scholar Teams. Since the league began in 2000, the GPAC has claimed 23 team NAIA National Championships. For more information about the GPAC, visit our website at gpacksports.com or follow us on Twitter at gpacksports. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
It's the second to final Saturday of GPAC football for the month of October, and let's jump right into the schedule of games around the league this week. We begin in Sioux City. It's the battle for the saddle in Sioux City as number 4 Morningside will host Briar Cliff. Number 22, Midland, will head to Seward to take on the Bulldogs of Concordia. Dort, they are on the road to Hastings this week for a 1 o'clock game. And 15th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan will be home as they host Northwestern at Joe Quindle Field in Mitchell. So that's your 4 games this week around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan is off for GPAC football this week. Standings in the conference, Morningside is undefeated at 4-0 in GPAC play, 5-1 overall. Doan's 4-1 in the league, 6-1 overall. Dakota Wesleyan is 3-1, 5-2 overall. Northwestern at 3-1, 3-3 overall. Midland sits at 3-2, and they are 6-2 overall on the season. NAIA football ratings this week, no change at the top. Marion is once again the number one team in NAIA football in the country. And then the GPAC teams come in as follows. Morningside at 4, Doan 9. It is Dakota Wesleyan 15 and Midland at number 22. This has been your GPAC Football Saturday Report for October 22, presented by Cypress Risk Management. I'm Corey Westra for the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. You're listening to Door College Defender Football Pregame here on KDCR 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. A lot to get to today. We have last week's performance against Northwestern to break down for the Dort College Defenders, as well as their showdown today against the Hastings Broncos. A big showdown here for both sides, really an important one. Both sides desperately needing this currently standings. Let's take a look at the GPAC standings actually here in just a second. But Dort College, they only have one win. Hastings, zero wins in the conference, and both 3-4 overall. So look at the standings. Currently on top, number 4 Morningside, they're 4-0 in the conference and 5-1 overall. Number 9 Doan, they're currently in second place, 4-1 in GPAC play, 6-1 on the season. Their one loss came against Morningside. Number 15 Dakota Wesleyan, they're 5-2 overall, 3-1 in GPAC play. Northwestern 3-3, 3-1 in GPAC play. Midland, they're ranked number 22, 6-2 overall, 3-2 in GPAC play. Concordia is 2-3 in GPAC play, 4-3 overall. I mentioned Dort currently in 8th place, 3-4 overall, 1-4 in GPAC play. And then two teams, 0-4 in the GPAC, that's Hastings and Briarcliff. Hastings 3-4 overall, Briarcliff 1-6. Looking at some of the recent performances from last Saturday, Hastings was at number 10 Doan, and this is something to keep an eye on, and we'll talk a little bit shortly with Hastings head football coach Tony Harper. Hastings traveled to Doan and fell 27-19, only an 8-point defeat, and I'll let you even know it was closer than that. Actually, we'll get into that shortly. Number 5 Morningside went to number 21 Midland, and actually only won by 17, 34-17. Now, it's a good win on the road against a ranked team, but maybe a little uncharacteristic of Morningside. We're certainly used to seeing larger victories from them. Number 16, Dakota Wesleyan. They beat then number 24, Concordia, 52-30. That was in Mitchell, South Dakota. And Northwestern, they romped Dort College 64-16. It went south in a hurry for the Defenders. So that's where we stand with GPAC play going into today. There's a lot for both teams to gain from this matchup. And there is something to lose in terms of, you might be able to stay above Briarcliff. Hastings still has to play Briarcliff. That'll be next week. But there's a lot to gain here. Dort looking for their first ever win against Hastings. First ever two-conference win in a single season in school history. And then they're also looking for the first ever four-win season in program history. So a lot on the line. And for Hastings, they're starting to get a little bit of a rhythm, start to get a little bit of a flow, but they're certainly not quite where they'd like to be as of now. Coach Tony Harper really stressed that to me, despite being probably overmatched in their first several games. They're having some guys out with injuries, they've made some mistakes, and they're playing some tough teams at the beginning of the year. They'll have some more tough games ahead, but this is the quote-unquote softer part of the GPAC schedule for the Broncos against Dort College and Briarcliff. So without further ado, let's take a look at the Hastings Broncos and what they bring to the table. Dort College in Hastings, Nebraska today to take on the Broncos, who are looking for their first conference win and the Defenders looking for their second. All in all, coming into today's game on the season as a whole, the Hastings Broncos have struggled a little bit defensively. They're averaging 417 yards of offense per game, but they're also allowing about 465 yards offense per game. They've given up 31 touchdowns so far in 7 games, 18 of those on the ground, 13 of those through the air. So for the Defenders, first of all, just looking at that, you feel fairly confident in your ability to move the ball, apart from can you take care of football, because Dort likes to run the football, and we'll get into, even despite the score, they were able to move the ball against Northwestern, even though, you know, you look at some of the stats and the end score, you certainly feel a little differently. But for the Hastings Broncos, their season as of late, they started 3-0, came away with wins over Bethany College, Valley City State, and the University of Jamestown. Since then, they've run into a slew of some good teams. Against number 22, Dakota Wesleyan, they were at Northwestern, who, as Dort can attest to, is back on the up after struggling to start the year. Then they were against number 21, Midland, and then at number 10, Doan. So 3 of their past 4 games have been against ranked teams. They've lost their past 4 straight, and their other loss was at Northwestern. Now, that was maybe the one blowout in that stretch. They lost 48-16, but this is a Hastings team that they're playing some tough competition, and they're starting to feel good about themselves and the way they can really work things out the problem with Doan against Dome, they felt they really just missed some opportunities. They had some chances, and they just could not take advantage in the end. The game against Doan, they were actually in it for quite a while. On five, they were down 24-19 with 14:45 left to go in the fourth. They gave up a field goal to go down 8 with a minute 51 left. So they were in that game. They had some chances, just unable to convert and take advantage in the end. It was a pretty even game overall. Both teams had 22 first downs. They were overall yardage. Hastings actually slightly edged Doan, 461 to 454. And this is a Doan team that can really run the football as well. Nate Meyer, the running back, he's fantastic. And he had a huge game. He had 34 rushes, 291 yards, and 3 TDs. And that's certainly what Dort's looking for out of Bryce Litka and the rest of the offense. They ended up with 383 rushing yards as a team, but Hastings was able to move the ball as well. They had Willingham rush for 96 yards. They had a couple players rush for 49 and 48. Passing, they threw for 225 yards. So this is a team that can move the football. They have some big play guys, and their receiver had 7 receptions, 140 yards, and a touchdown. Jordan Johnson, number 4, he's a guy to keep an eye on in this game for Hastings because he is a playmaker, and this quarterback certainly likes to target him, so keep an eye on number 4, keep an eye on Johnson. He will likely have the ball thrown his direction repeatedly, and that's because Dort College really struggled with the deep ball against Northwestern. Again, we'll get into that, but Coach Tony Harper spoke with him earlier in the week, and he told me about his idea of his team's performance against Doan, and actually how, one, they were able to learn a couple of things, and two, all in all, it was probably their most complete game this season.
Well, I think, you know, the credit goes to our players and the coaches. I mean, those guys, you know, our players prepared all week. Our coaches, you know, they had a great game plan going in, both offensively, defensively, and special teams. And, you know, down here for us, that's a big rivalry game. But I don't, you know, to be honest with you, I don't think that's what had anything to do with it. I think our guys just realized that we have to go out and we have to make the plays and we have to be the aggressor. You know, they have one of the best defenses in the conference, and our offense was able to move the ball and run the football and throw the football when we needed to. And I thought our defense, even though we gave up a lot of yards to one of the best tailbacks in the league, you know, we still held those guys beneath their average. So last week, I think for this first game this season, that's been our most complete game because our guys just went out and played football. I mean, it was a complete football game, and Doan's a good program and everything, but I thought our guys competed well. I thought they were in a position to be successful. You know, we fumbled the ball out of the back of the end zone, and then we don't get in on a 4th-and-1 going in at halftime, so there's 14-point right there. So we just got to continue to plug and continue to get better.
Yeah, Coach Harper certainly making his thoughts clear. His team keys to this game, he said, they really need to be the aggressor. They need to come out. Because that's what was working for them at the beginning of the season. When they started 3-0, they were the aggressive team. They weren't sitting back on their heels. They weren't waiting for the opponent to come to them. In all facets of the game, special teams, offense and defense, they were always on the attack. And then they also took care of the football. They didn't turn it over. That fumble that went out of the back of the end zone cost them points. That was a big one in terms of momentum for that game, especially when you only lose by 8. And then finishing drives as well. They weren't able to finish on a 4th-and-goal. They had a goal-to-go situation and could not put points on the board again. When you're playing really good teams, don't top 10 team in the country and on the road, you have to take advantage of those opportunities. And they weren't able to. Now, Hastings feels they've learned from that. They feel that they've corrected those mistakes and that they should be good to go this week. So that's something the defenders are certainly going to have to work on. One thing Coach Harper mentioned about the defenders that really most other coaches haven't, that he's been very impressed with their energy level on the side. And energy is going to be a key in today's game.
Well, I'm going to probably do something and say something that no other coaches you talk to this year or will talk to will say. And it has nothing to do with their offense. It has nothing to do with their defense. We watched the film on Sunday, and we've been watching a lot of film this entire week, and you see the energy level on the sidelines. You see how hard they play every single snap, regardless of what the score is. That's a huge thing. Coach has got those guys believing. He's got them playing hard. So what we have to guard against and what I have to do a good job and make sure our players and coaches understand this is, this will be a full four-quarter game, just like our last three out of our last four have been. We have to go out and we have to not match their intensity, Dort's intensity. We have to go out and make them match our intensity. So that's number one. We have to play and understand it's going to take four quarters. And now I'm going to get into the rest of the deal with, obviously, that offense scares the living heck out of me. I mean, they've done a lot of good things, kind of tweaked some things with what they're doing. We have to stay extremely disciplined, which is what every coach that plays an option team is going to tell you. But we can't go completely out of our way and do something that we don't do. We have to play sound, simple, disciplined football. And offensively, we're going to have to protect. They got some big guys up front that can cause problems and get off blocks extremely quick. So we have to be able to establish the run early on in the game to do some different things like that.
Those are the coach's keys directly from head coach Tony Harper, the Hastings Broncos himself. The energy, taking care of the football, getting stops, protecting. There are a bunch of keys in a football game, and obviously, in the end, a lot of factors add up to who comes away with a victory and who doesn't, and it can add up to inches. And so for Hastings, they're trying to pay attention to everything. They want to be the aggressor moving into this weekend and into today's matchup. Now, on the other side for the Dort College Defenders, they're coming off a remarkably different performance, and Coach Penner immediately pointed out a couple things to me during our interview. Finishing in the red zone is one. Dort was in the red zone twice, and they came away with 0 points. And then they discovered an area of incompetency, according to Coach Penner. In his words, this season, turnovers were an issue early. They had 7 turnovers against Morningside. They had 6 turnovers against Midland. For the most part, they appear to have figured those out. They really haven't had turnover issues since then. But they found a new area of incompetency, and Northwestern certainly exploited that on Saturday.
2 blowouts this year. Morningside, we had 7 turnovers. And that's an area of incompetence that we fixed, hopefully. We haven't seen anything quite like that since, fortunately. But then we had this area, this last game, where we gave up 12 deep balls. To me, that's the equivalent of 7 turnovers in a game. You have 0 chance to compete when you give up 12 deep balls. And so it doesn't matter how much of the other aspects of our game, you know, run defense, you know, how we're doing offensively. It doesn't matter when we give up 12 deep balls. And so you just can't do that and expect to have any kind of success. Constantly working against momentum. And first half, you're right, it was a better half. But, you know, that game got away from us because of the deep ball, and it's an area that we've addressed.
The deep ball in the secondary, Coach Benner assured me, is an area they've really worked on in practice. Part of the reason why wide receivers and guys like Jason Miller have been healthy and have been fresh most of the year is, in practice, you don't have those guys running fly routes for 2 straight hours. You don't have them running straight down the field. And that hurt the secondary, I think, a little bit, in that they just hadn't been practicing against these deep ball. Coach Benner told me that you think about that kind of issue once you see it exposed was, well, I should have been able to see this earlier, but we didn't work on that as much in practice. We weren't in our offensive sets throwing the deep ball, throwing the fly route constantly in practice, and part of that is to keep your receivers fresh. But Coach Penner assured me this week it was less about freshness and more about addressing that issue of the deep ball. They worked on it a lot in practice. 12 deep passes to Northwestern. 9 of those 12 came in the second half, and that area of incompetency was certainly exposed. And Coach Penner, he's frustrated with it. Obviously, as a head coach, that's not something you ever want to see. And so as the defense, they've worked on it. They're hoping to have it addressed and hoping that it's no longer an issue. On the flip side, offensively, Dort was able to move the ball pretty well. They had 327 rush yards total on the day, 449 total yards. And Northwestern had a top 7 rush defense in the country. So Dort College has proven they can run the ball on anyone. Bryce Licka, 131 yards on 21 carries and a touchdown, his longest, a 59-yard TD run. Brock Lindley, the quarterback, 12 rushes, 74 yards. Levi Schoenhoven even had 56 rushing yards. But the problem for the defenders was that defense gave up 676 yards of offense, the second straight week, and at home, where they've allowed more than 675 yards of total offense. And certainly that cannot You cannot do that as a defense. 478 passing yards total allowed to Jonathan Kotema. And then Craig Bruinsma came in, was 2 for 2 with 32 yards. So plenty of passing yards. Total of 510 net passing yards for the Raiders. And they deserve the victory. Dort College, they've seen what they need to work on, and they have addressed it. And they feel like it should help them out moving into this week. They feel like they're getting things figured out where that deep ball won't necessarily be such an issue. It's been made a point of emphasis in practice. And it's the balance of, as a corner and sometimes a safety, because as a corner and as a safety, when you see that fake handoff, when you see the play action, your first instinct, you want to step up, you want to get in there, you want to blow up that run, you want to blow up that play. But Coach Penner this week has been preaching, what would you rather have? You give up a first down because you were a little late getting there, making sure the running back had the ball? Or would you rather give up a touchdown? Would you rather hesitate? Would you rather come in and let the receiver blow by you? And every guy realizes at that point, you'd rather give up the first down than the huge touchdown. And that's something that the defenders are working on and something that they're really paying attention to this week. Coach Penner told me some keys to the game: an explosive offense. Hastings has an explosive offense, and so for Dort College, defensively, they need to be able to shut it down. And again, after giving up 510 passing yards, it's going to be interesting. I mentioned Jordan Johnson, number 4. He's got 7 touchdown catches on the season, and he's averaging about 100 yards receiving per game. Then also, they play a couple quarterbacks. Hastings throws in a couple quarterbacks, and one of those is a dual threat. So anytime you see the number 11 on the field, there's good potential that that's going to be at least some sort of designed run or a play action set up for a quarterback to run. So keep an eye on that as well if you're watching the game today. Following this Defender Football pregame show, only a couple minutes left, and then we'll get you to Mike Biker. The dual threat quarterback to watch out for, Cruz Samaniego, number 11 again. So keep an eye on that. The Defenders have struggled with dual-threat quarterbacks, most notably Dylan Turner of Dakota Wesleyan, who passing and rushing had over 600 total yards of offense. Apart from what I've already shared and that Coach Penner mentioned, let's get your coach's keys to the game.
We're going to have to be efficient on offense. Obviously, you have to protect the ball. That's an every-week comment. Something we're starting to realize offensively is that each week we're starting to get the defense that we didn't plan for because our offense is unique in this league. And so making in-game adjustments is really an important part of Coach Mingo and our offensive coach's job, since our offense is forcing people to do some unique things. And so we prepare all week for one defense, and then all of a sudden they throw something else at you. Now, Hastings defense has lined up and pretty much said this is who we are. And they haven't made a ton of adaptations week to week. If they do, we'll be really the first opponent they've done that for. So we're ready either way. I don't think it's an issue, but just being able to make those in-game adjustments.
There you have it, your coach's keys to the games from earlier. Coach Tony Harper of the Hastings Broncos and head coach Joel Penner of the Dort College Defenders. Want to thank both coaches for their time today and for their insight. For the Defenders, quickly, the injury chart: Marcus Whipper, he will play. He had a little tweak, but he is available. Josh Van Groningen should be back for the first time since his injury weeks ago, but he will be used in a little of a limited fashion as he's still nursing his injury back to full health. I'm Christian Zylstra, your host. We've been listening to Defender Football pregame here on KDCR 88.5 FM. It's been a pleasure to be here with you. The kickoff between the Dort College Defenders and the Hastings Broncos in Hastings, Nebraska comes up next. Mike Biker with the call.
Thanks, Christian, and good afternoon from Lloyd Wilson Field on the campus of Hastings College in Hastings, Nebraska. The Dort College Defenders getting set for their contest. We'll be having the coin toss shortly. Some of the players you'll be hearing about: first of all, for the Hastings College Broncos, their skill position, the starters include Cruz Samaniego. He's the quarterback. He has 51 rushes this year for over 200 yards. He also has completed over 50% of his passes, 4 interceptions, 8 touchdowns, 913 total yards, 152 yards per game. Taj Willingham's the running back. He leads the team in rushing, 379 yards on 71 carries, 5.3 yards per carry. Glenn Wallace is a wide receiver that has 18 catches. Xavier McGuire has 2 catches for 21 yards. Jordan Johnson has 33 catches for 22 yards per catch. He also has 7 touchdowns. For the Dort College Defenders, their skill players include Brock Lamley, the quarterback, 77 of 158 passing this year for 4 touchdowns, 157 yards per game. He has 65 rushing attempts as well with 267 yards of rushing yardage, 4.1 yards per carry. He has 2 touchdowns. He's thrown for 4 touchdowns. Bryce Litka is the leading ground gainer, has 1,011 total yards this season. The leader in the NAI in that category has 168 rushing attempts. 6.0 per carry is his average. He also has 16 touchdowns, and he averages 144 yards per game.
Let's defer the choice till second half. Dort will receive the ball to start the ball game. Good luck, man.
So there you heard Andy Hagedorn spelling out the choices for the two teams. Hastings wins the toss. They elect to defer their decision to the second half. And the Dort College Defenders will take their spot on the sideline and get the receiving unit ready to go. Conway gathers up these teams around him. Some of the other players for Dort College, leaders at skill positions, Jason Miller, 46 catches this season, 787 yards, 17.1 per catch, and he also has 4 touchdowns. Jake Dodge has 7 catches this year for 93 yards. That works out to 13.3 per catch. Keithan Drury has 58 rushing attempts, 223 yards, 4.0 per carry, 3 touchdowns. He also has 11 catches and is averaging just under 10 yards per catch. Back deep for the Dort College Defenders. To receive will be Jalen Placidi and Garrett Wybinga. Kicking off for the Broncos will be Brandon Bockley. We are just about set for football. And the football blows off the tee. And we'll take a moment, and Bockley will reset things. 15 minutes up on the clock here at Lloyd Wilson Field. Not a bad crowd on hand. Beautiful day for football. A little bit of a breeze out of the south. That's going to keep it relatively warm down here in central Nebraska. Heard a forecast they were going to be up in the 70s and potentially the 80s this weekend. Placidi will take it at the 6-yard line. He cuts it to the left side to the hash mark, and he is brought down before he gets to the 15. And the Hastings College Broncos special teams, a gang tackle. And the first person there, Hayden Jones.
Tackle number 2, Michael Ladino.
And the Dort College defender will send the offense out onto the field for the first time this afternoon. For the Hastings College Broncos, their playmakers on defense, Nathan Howes, a linebacker, 22 solo stops, 26 assisted stops. Kelly McGride, 25 and 39. He also has 1 sack. Howe has 7.5 tackles for loss. That leads the team. Brock Lamley has Litka behind him. They send Drury in motion. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, touching his way forward, gets about to the 16-yard line before he is pushed backward. Gains about a yard on the play. It's going to be second down and long. So Dort College starting this drive at their own 15-yard line.
Ball carrier number 24, Bryce Litka.
And the Dort College defenders facing second down and long. Pistol eye set. They send Drury in motion right to left or bottom to top. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka to the 20. And Litka is brought down at the 20-yard line. A gain of 4 on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 4. 3rd and 4. Need to get to the 24-yard line for a first down. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Drury in motion. This time Dort College hesitates. Jason Miller's on the near side. Defensive changes by the Hastings College Broncos as well. Watching their coaching staff, they're sending in signals. They will line up and try to jam Miller. That's Josh Johnson playing up tight on him. Now he'll give some way, and we've got a flag thrown. And rather than flag, we've got a timeout charge to the defenders. An early timeout used by Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with third down and five when we're back right after this.
At Dort.
After the timeout, Dort College lining up offensively facing third down and five. Brock Lamley will set the offense. Sends a man in motion from left to right. That's the tight end. They're going to run option to the near side. Lamley tucks it away. He's to the 25, 30. He could go for a waste. 40, 45, and driven down near midfield. Tackle made by Hastings linebacker in pursuit. That's Austin Bradding, but not before. Dort College gets more than enough for a first down on the option by Lamley. Lamley brings it all the way out to the 44-yard line. So a first down for the defenders. A gain of, well, the 49-yard line, so a gain of 25 on the play. And they initially had a mark at the 49, but they're going to bring it back to the 46-yard line. The head linesman saying not so fast, a little too far, so they'll reset the sticks. Lamley, now they stack the eye behind him. Man in motion is the tight end, Dylan Stevens. Handoff goes to Litka. Litka gains four on the play. And that will bring up second down and six. So Dort College staying on ground exclusively. But when there is, Dort College is moving into, and it looks like a pretty good breeze out of the south. And I would guess the way the flag is blowing, anywhere from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Other than that, a beautiful day. Lots of sunshine, people in shirt sleeves and shorts. Dort College in their white road uniforms, white pants. Hand off to Litka. Litka the ball carrier. Litka is stacked up immediately by Austin Bradding. Bradding with another tackle. Short gain on the play for Litka. And Litka is going to earn everything he gets this afternoon. It's going to be third down and five. Dort College with the football in Hastings territory at their 49-yard line. So a third down conversion attempt coming for the defenders. Miller sent to the right. Jake Dodge is on the far side. Set up on the numbers. Football is in the middle of the field in between the hash marks. Jake Dodge's cornerback playing soft on him, about 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. For Miller, they are lined up to jam him. That's Josh Jensen. They don't want to give him any room to work. Lamley calling signals, fakes the handoff. He's going to roll right, throws behind Drury, and the pass is incomplete. Right play call would have been enough for a first down. And now Dort College facing fourth down and five, and it appears the defenders will punt. So the drive stalls out, incomplete pass. Dort College tried to roll Lamley out after the fake handoff on the fullback dive to Bryce Litka. And now back to receive for the Hastings College Broncos is Jacob Tarr. Casey Biker on to punt. Biker will put his foot into it. High spiraling kick. Fair catch called for near the 20-yard line, and we've got contact, and I believe we're going to have a flag thrown on the play. Calling for the fair catch was the Hastings College Broncos safety, Jacob Tarr. Glenn Thompson comes up with the football, but we had contact with the Dort College player. And now I'm going to guess they're going to sort out if there's actually contact or not. Flag is thrown at the 20-yard line. Pretty sunny day, and I would guess that the return men are going to have struggles with the sun this afternoon. That's a 15-yard penalty for the defenders as well, against the defenders. So Hastings will start out first and 10 at their own 36. So good field position here for the Broncos. Let's see if Dort College defensively can get a stop immediately. Hastings College, they line up in the pistol. Samaniego fakes the handoff. He rolls right. Pass is complete, but no gain on the play to Jacob Reynosa. Reynosa stopped dead to rights right at the line of scrimmage. And that's going to bring up second down and 10. Second and 10, so not much there. Joey Lovettier on the tackle for the defenders. Your corners today for Dort College, Cisneros and Whipper. Defensive lineman, defensive end on the near side is Tyson Dahlgren. Curtis Emery is the defensive tackle. Back to pass, flare pass out to the right to Martinez, and Martinez hits him in a bad spot right in the numbers, drops it. It's going to be third down and nine. Alex Watson lining up at the other defensive end, number 74 for the College Defenders. Three down linemen for the Defenders. Scott Creighton playing linebacker along with Josiah Cody. Garrett Wybing is on the near side. Dan Brown is one of your middle linebackers. 3-4 alignment for the Defenders. Back to pass is Samaniego. Samaniego has a man open on the near side. Pass is complete. Second effort won't get him enough for a first down, though. Pass completed to Willingham. Willingham knocked down at the 42-yard line. And the Hastings College Broncos will be forced to punt. And now those 15 free yards that Dort College gave up on the interference with the fair catch. It's going to be a big swing in terms of the defense getting a stop and Hastings forced to punt from their own 42. Rugby-style kick by Hastings College and Brandon Bockley. It's going to take a Hastings bounce all the way down inside the 10 to the 5. And it's going to be marked down at the 1-yard line. So for Bockley, who came in averaging 37.2 yards per punt, comes up with a dandy, running to the right. That rugby-style kick took a Hastings College bounce at about the 28 and rolled about another 100 feet before it's downed. And Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 1-yard line. A 57-yard punt. Dort College now with their backs to the goal line. Griffin Pillow up to the line of scrimmage. He'll snap it to Brock Lamley, who is stationed in the end zone. They hand it off to... That's Litka, and Litka gains 3 on the play on the fullback dive out to the 40-yard line. Second down and 7 on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Stevens in motion from left to right, stations himself there, hands it off to Litka. Litka out to the 10 to the 15, dragging a tackler down at the 20-yard line. Let's make sure he gets up and is okay as he got dragged down from behind and he's going to have to check out of the ballgame. That is not good news. Litka will run off to the sideline and he got that right ankle buckled under him. Hoping that is nothing more than a stinger, if you will, and that Bryce will be able to return shortly. In the meantime, Levi Schoenhoven takes his spot in the backfield behind Bryce, behind Brock Lamley. Dort College, some room to work. They're at their own 21-yard line. Lamley fakes the pass. He's got a man open over the top. Pass is complete to Miller to near midfield. And the Dort College defenders a 29-yard gain on the play. Miller ran an out pattern and then kept going up the right sideline after the pump fake by Lamley, and a 29-yard gain on the play. Miller is 47th catch this season, and the Dort College defenders another first down. They've got it in Hastings territory. They hand it off to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven charging ahead down to the 43-yard line. Hastings on defense, allowing Dort College into their territory for the second time already this afternoon. Now Dort College's drive stalled out near midfield on their last possession. Lamley, two running backs behind him. He'll hand it off to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven still on his feet to the 30, and he is dragged down at the 26-yard line. A 17-yard gain on the play for Schoenhoven. So Schoenhoven filling in ably for Bryce Litka on this drive. Litka, the leading rusher in the country. Certainly hope that he's able to return sooner rather than later, although Schoenhoven is doing a fine job in relief of him. Line of scrimmage, 26, roll out Lamley. Lamley, pass completed to Miller. Miller inside the 15 down to the 14-yard line. Another 12-yard gain on the play and another first down for the defenders. Looking on the sideline to see if they're attending to Litka. It doesn't look like it, so that's a good sign, in my opinion. Lamley turns, hands, gives to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven charging forward inside the 10, moving back forward down to the near the 5-yard line. And Schoenhoven, second effort that time, gave him another 5 or 6 yards. And Hastings backed up now to their own goal line. A drive for the defenders that started at their own 1-yard line. Lamley has Schoenhoven behind him. So Lamley looks to the sideline. Play clock at 29, so plenty of time. Clock continuing to move. 7:27 left to play in the first quarter. Lamley sends a man in motion, hands it off to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven wheeling his way towards the goal line, and he stops short of the goal line at the 2. But now Dort College will have 4 cracks at it as they've got a first down. First down and goal to go at the 2. First down and goal to go. Lamley looks to the sideline, changes the play. Lamley now communicating the change to the offensive line. First and goal at the 2, handoff to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven, the ball carrier, near the goal line. Second effort, does he get in? Waiting for the signal. And so far there is no signal. The head linesman will say he is stopped shy of the goal line. And now we have the late signal. Touchdown, Dort College. A 2-yard touchdown run. Schoenhoven gets credit for carrying it over. And the Dort College defenders lead 6-0. 6-0 our score, and it looks like Dort College will go for 2 here. Bryce Litka back into the ballgame. So Litka, an unplanned break on that drive. Levi Schoenhoven filled in very ably for them. And with 6:37 left to go in the first quarter, Dort College is going for 2. Drury in motion right to left. Hands it off to, no, they pitch it over to Drury. Drury waltzes into the end zone, touchdown. 2-point conversion is good. And the Dort College defenders lead it 8-0. 8-0 our score. The 2-point conversion on the option pitch from Lamley to Drury is good. And we will return with a kickoff right after this. Dort College football on KDCR. Dort College goes 99 yards. In a little over 3.5 minutes. Couple completions to Jason Miller. Otherwise, it was Bryce Litka and Levi Schoenhoven getting the calls. Jeff Papke, a side-winding kick taken on the far side at the 10, to the 15, to the 20, and driven backwards, and they're not going to give him forward progress to the 20. They're going to give him forward progress to the 19 on the return by Hastings College, Taj Willingham, and the defenders, Danny Stevens, one of the first players there. Hastings College will take over first down and 10 at their own 19-yard line. Good drive for the defenders. 99-yard drive. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Seuss Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Hastings College football. Willingham lines up to the left of San Diego. We've got a busted play. Flag thrown. Umpire comes in, and I believe he's going to signal false start. Well, there go my prediction skills. It's going to be on Alex Watson. Watson called for offsides. He broke the plane. Not only broke the plane, but made contact with an offensive lineman. So first down and 5 now for the Hastings College Broncos. 6:29 remaining here in the first quarter. Dort College leading 8-0. San Diego hands it off to Willingham. Willingham, not much there, and Dort College stuffing things up early on. Justin Banks getting some reps here defensively for the defenders at the cornerback. He takes Whipper's spot for the time being. Our safeties for Dort College are Biker and Levitier. Second down and four for the Broncos. So the Broncos try to space things out. And three receivers set to the near side. They hand it off, and nothing fancy again by the Broncos. Short gain on the play. It's going to be third down and four. Third and four for the Broncos at their own 25-yard line. They need the 29 for a first down. 5:29 and counting here in the first quarter. Dort College leading 8-0, courtesy of that 99-yard touchdown drive. Jordan Johnson lines up on the near side. Justin Banks will line up opposite him. Samaniego turns to his left. Throw, pass in the flat, incomplete, and Banks breaks it up. That was intended for Jordan Johnson. And Banks times it up, almost jumped the route. If he picks that off, he's got nothing but artificial turf in front of him for 25 yards and a touchdown. Instead, pass falls incomplete. And it'll be fourth down. Hastings College is forced to punt. Punting again will be Brandon Bockley. Bockley, last time he punted, had over a 50-yarder. Jason Miller had his own 35-yard line. Line of scrimmage is the 25. Bockley gets away a low kick. It's taken by Miller. Miller fumbles it. It's down on the ground, and it's picked up by Hastings. So Miller went to try and make the play, and that's exactly what you wanted. But that low line drive kick went down to his knee to try and field it. Miller unable to come up with it cleanly. And the drive will continue for Hastings College. They recover the loose football after Miller ran up about 10 yards to try and field it on the fly rather than letting it bounce. And if that bounces, Dort College is starting their drive inside the 20. So I'm sure the instructions were catch it on the fly and call for a fair catch and save yourself 20 to 30 yards, but Miller unable to get there in time. Loses the football, and Hastings has it back on offense. Samaniego back to pass, has time. Pass over the middle is complete. And still on his feet, the receiver. And that pass is completed to Hausch. Noah Hausch, not listed on the 2-deep this week, but he is definitely playing. Pass completed. And the Hastings College Broncos have it first down and 10 at the Dort College 16. 4:40 remaining here in the first quarter. Anthony Cloyd lining up in the backfield along with Samaniego. Samaniego keeps it himself. He's to the 15. Working his way to the sideline. Gets a block. He's to the 5. Dives to the pylon. Touchdown, Hastings. Samaniego with the 16-yard touchdown run. And the Hastings Broncos, after looking like they were stopped deep in their own territory, the drive extended by a fumbled punt. A fumbled punt return, I should say, by Dort College. And now the Broncos on to attempt the point after. Hastings, point after attempt. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. Nick Gifaglione. Now 22 of 24 kicking. Dort College still maintains an 8-7 lead, but the Broncos take advantage of a turnover, and the Dort College defenders will now get the football back on the kickoff. Back with more after this. 4:24 left to go in the first quarter. This is Dort College football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 4:24 left to go in the first quarter. College leading 8-7, but boy, they'd like to have that last sequence back. How often do you say that over the course of a football game, though? Kick goes through the end zone, and Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line on the touchback. 4:24 remaining here in the first quarter. Dort College unable to field the punt cleanly. Would have had it at their own 30-yard line. Stead Hastings covered it. And the Broncos promptly punch it in with a 16-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Cruz Samaniego. And that's where we stand right now, 8-7. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Man in motion. Litka's back on the field for the defenders. Keeping it is Lamley. Lamley's going to go. He's to the 40. Gets a block by Miller to the 50 and forced out of bounds at the Hastings College Broncos 47-yard line. A 28-yard run by Lamley. And the Hastings College Broncos, their defense for the third time already this afternoon, has allowed Dort College to get in their territory. Last time, Dort College capped it with a touchdown run. First time, they were forced to punt after the drive stalled. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka puts his head down, and he is knocked down at the 40-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play. It's going to be second down and 2. So the way Litka was running there, it doesn't look like he's feeling any ill effects from that ankle where he got dragged down from behind. On the drive that Dort College started at their own 1 yard line, ended up being Levi Schoenhoven coming on in relief. Now Litka back in the ballgame. Running option to the left is Lamley. Lamley pitches it over to Drury. Drury, no gain on the play. Forced out of bounds at the 4 yard line. It'll be third down and 2. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955.
Third down.
So third down and 3 yards to go. Dort College trailing, I should say leading, 8-7. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka following the right side of the line, and it looked like the second effort, the pile moved. Hastings College player loses his hat once again. He'll have to check out of the ball game after losing his headgear.
Helmet off on number 51, must sit out one play.
And checking out will be Justin Stagemeyer. Stagemeyer, defensive tackle. Dort College stopped shy of the goal line. I'm sorry, stopped shy of the first down marker by less than a yard. Dort College will be faced with fourth down and less than a yard at the Hastings College 38-yard line officially. If they get to 37 at the first down, football resting just shy of the 37-yard line hash mark on the left side. So fourth down and short. Reach into the bag of tricks here and take a shot over the top. Fourth down, less than a yard to go. Lamley turns, hands, gives to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier, and it looks like Litka got forward progress down to the 36-yard line. More than enough for a Dort College first down, and the defenders are in business.
Taylor Mendenhall.
Litka, the ball carrier. Litka will check out of the ball game for the time being. Levi Schoenhoven will check into the ball game. So first down for Dort College.
First down.
The delayed signal by the referee. He's more concerned about making certain that Bryce Litka left the field after losing his helmet. So 2:19 left to go in the first quarter. Dort College leading 8-7. Schoenhoven back in. Drury lines up in the slot on the right. Jake Dodge is on the far side, lined up on the numbers. That's the short side of the field. Jason Miller's on the near side, just inside the numbers. Lamley turns, hands, gives to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven puts his head down inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. Here another first down for the defenders. It'll be second down and short. Schoenhoven is out. Litka is in. Well, Levi Schoenhoven has won the backup job, it appears, at running back. He's very consistently been getting those carries after Litka checks out of the ballgame or when he's getting a breather. Bryce Litka carries over 170 for the season already in game number 8. Rolling right is Lamley. Lamley on the run. Passes to Miller. Miller spins away from a tackler. To the 10, to the 5, inside the 5, down to the 3-yard line. That's a first down for the Dort College defenders. It'll be first down and goal to go. Well, thus far, Hastings has not been able to stop the Dort College offense. Dort College, a 99-yard scoring drive. Now they're knocking on the door. They're starting at their own 25. Litka gets the handoff. Bryce Litka gains another yard on the play. It's second down and goal to go. They mark him at the 2.
Zach Perella.
Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Dort College leading 8-7. Lamley checks off with his lineman. Is behind him. Drury goes in motion. They throw it up. Jump ball into the corner for Miller. Miller's forced out of bounds. It'll be third down and goal. Third and goal from the 2. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Man in motion is Drury. Football's on the ground. Litka has to cover it up. Dort College loses 4 on the play. Football's going to be marked all the way back. Well, not the 6, but the 7 instead. Now Dort College will settle for a field goal attempt.
It'll bring a fourth and goal.
Well, to put it bluntly, this has been an adventure as of late. Kicking game has not been Dort College's strong suit the last couple of games. And Papke is on to attempt the field goal. Papke will be kicking. And that's the end of the first quarter. So Dort College will be attempting a field goal when we resume play right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Dort College leading 8-7, trying to add to the lead when we're back in a moment. 8-7, our score. Dort College up a point at the end of the first quarter. This will be a 24-yard field goal attempt for Jeff Papke. Brett Gaines had been handling the place-kicking chores. Pretty consistent on point afters. Had a rough go of it in that first week against Dakota State. Did Jeff Papke. Papke, the place kicker in terms of kickoffs. Now he's going to try the field goal from 24 yards. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights, and the Dort College defenders establish an 11-7 lead on the 24-yard field goal by Papke. Good to see Jeff split the uprights, and the Dort College defenders lead by 4, 11-8. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort's drive started at their own 25-yard line. Got all the way down to the doorstep. Thought they were going to punch one in, but a errant snap ended up on the turf. Bryce Litka had to cover it, and the Dort College defenders settle for a 24-yard field goal by Jeff Papke. He'll take the points, though. Dort College leads 11-7. Papke now kicking off. Hastings College will get the football back. End-over-end kick towards the end zone. Through the end zone, unable to make the return is Taj Willingham. And the Hastings College Broncos will take over first down and 10 with 14:57 remaining. Here in the first half, Dort College leads 11-7. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. By Joiner Zwart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Flare pass to the near side. It's taken by Hastings College. Pass completed to Noah Hausch. And the Broncos. Hastings College Broncos have a first down at their 38-yard line. So Hastings with a first down. Dort College's drive took 4.5 minutes off the clock. Dort College shifts their defensive front. Tyson Dahlgren is the defensive end on the far side. Samaniego stepped up in the pocket, contained, and taken down by Teddy Angelifac after a short gain on the play. San Diego simply stepped up in the pocket, had nowhere to go, and he is stopped after a four-yard pickup on the play. First quarter statistics, Brock Lamley, 49 yards on the ground. Levi Schoenhoven, 45. Bryce Litka, 44. Lamley, 3 of 5 passing for 66 yards. All of those completions to Jason Miller. 11-7, Dort College in front by 4. San Diego in the pistol, back to pass, drops it off. Pass is complete on the screen to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, still on his feet and forced out of bounds. Josiah Cody completes the screen pass to Taj Willingham, and Willingham is finally forced out of bounds at the Dort College 21-yard line. So San Diego gets it to Willingham, and it looked like Willingham wasn't going to get that much out of it. Had to come to a complete stop when he made the pass catch. It was down around his ankles. He was able to take it in, though. Three receivers set to the left for Hastings. They hand it off to Willingham. Bounces to the outside of the 15, to the 10, and tripped up at the 13-yard line by Cisneros. Finished off by Lovettier at the 10, and that's another first down for Hastings College. First down and goal to go just inside the 10. 13-14 remaining here in the first half. Hastings threatening to take the lead unless Dort College can come up with a defensive stop. Anthony Cloyd is the running back. San Diego is the quarterback. Cloyd takes his spot to the left of San Diego. Pass to Hausch. Hausch picked off by Cisneros. No. Cisneros had his arms on it. The pass. And Hausch signals to San Diego, I want it up top. Where Cisneros can't get to it. Cisneros very nearly picked that one off and ended the drive. It's second down and goal to go. At the 10, clock stops on the incomplete pass. 12:56 left to play in the first half. San Diego fakes the pass. He's going to run it up the gut, right up the middle, and he has stopped short of the goal line. And that'll bring up third down and short. Biker comes up to make the tackle at the 1 yard line. And that'll bring third down and goal to go at the 1. Well, when Dort College was in this situation, down on this end of the field, near the end of the first quarter, an errant snap forced them to for a field goal rather than a potential touchdown. And Hastings goes to a wildcat. This is Cloyd. Cloyd tries to jump the pile, and he stops short of the goal line. Dort College comes away with the football. Casey Biker comes out with it. And they say he was down. But Hastings College, Anthony Cloyd, they went to the wildcat. And Cloyd tried to jump the pile. And it's now going to be fourth down. Fourth down and Hastings personnel change. Jordan Johnson coming onto the field. 11:48 left to play in the first half. San Diego in that quarterback. He's got Willingham behind him. Fourth down and goal to go. Football is marked just outside the 1 yard line. And it looks like Hastings will call a timeout. Timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Fourth and goal when we resume play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC or the booth next to the concessions at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. 11:33 remaining here in the first half. Dort College leads Hastings 11-7. Hastings facing, though, fourth down and goal to go just outside the 1 yard line. San Diego is the quarterback. Willingham is behind him. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Back to pass, under pressure, throws it towards the end zone, and it's batted away by the Dort College defenders. No flags on the play. Dort College came with pressure straight up the middle. Brought, believe that was Cody, Josiah Cody came with pressure. Cisneros breaks up the play, and the Dort College sideline comes out to greet their defense. After they come up with a defensive stop, Hastings turns it over on downs. Well, we have seen Dort College more aggressive on defense than past seasons. Obviously, sometimes you win big, sometimes you lose big, rolling the dice like that. That time, Dort College brought the blitz up the middle, and San Diego had to throw it up for grabs, and now Dort College takes over on downs, first down and 10 at their own one-yard line. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka, a little bit of breathing room out to the five-yard line. I'm going to say Dort College was at their own two-yard line to start this drive. Hastings College unable to punch it in. Dort College's defense comes up with a stop. Lamley up to the line of scrimmage quickly. Under 11 minutes left to go in the first half. Dort College leading 11-7 with a football back. Send a man in motion with it. Right side, Lamley landing the running option. He's to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. And Dort College has identified something in the Hastings College defense on that option where Lamley has not gone to the pitch much. He's forced out of bounds at the 16. Gain of 12 on the play. And it will be first down and 10 for the defenders. So a first down on the drive for Dort College. Lamley hands it off to Litka. Litka still on his feet. Litka churning forward, picks up 6 on the play. It'll be second down and 4. Now, last year when these two teams met, Dort College was able to run roughshod on the ground. They ended up losing by a substantial margin, but they had 425 yards rushing. That one got away from the defenders late. Second down and 4 for the defenders. Lamley looks to the sideline. Send a man in motion. That's Drury. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. And Litka out past the 30. Stop short of the first down by a yard. It'll be third down and 1. Well, Hastings, Nebraska, go to Lincoln. Head about another 100 miles to the west, and that brings you near Hastings, Nebraska. That's where we're at this afternoon. Hand off to Litka. Litka, more than enough for a first down. He's brought down at the 33-yard line. So Litka gives Dort College the first down, and the Dort College offense able to extend the drive. Jake Dodge will line up in the slot. This is a new formation. Two receivers to the left. You've got Dodge and Miller, and you split the tight end off to the right to the far side of the field. That's Dylan Stevens. Send a man in motion, that's Drury. Keeping it is Lamley. Lamley to the 38-yard line. Takes a hit right to the thigh there. That's what you get concerned about with Brock when he brings it around the edge. He's going to take some punishment. Picks up 6 on the play. Second down and 4. Second down and 4. Miller to the right. Dodge to the left. Stevens is the tight end. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka to the 41-yard line. Another yard on the play. It's going to be third down and 2. So Dort College's offense grinding away on the Hastings College defense right now. Staying on the ground for the most part is Dort College. So third down and 2. Went at their back. Football at their own 41-yard line. Lamley's going to run option. Pitches it over to Drury. He's got the first down. He's to the 45, 50, 45. He's going to go 30, 25. And they say he was out of bounds. That was on the far side of the field in Hastings territory at the 46-yard line. So another first down for the defenders. And Lamley, Drury inches from distance. Well, they marked him out of bounds in front of the Dort College bench on the far side. I had no kind of angle to see that. Stevens stations himself on the left side. Hand off to Litka. Litka hammered at the line of scrimmage. Nothing there that time for Bryce. Tackle made by Hastings' Kelly McBride. In on over 65 tackles this season. New player in for the defenders. Tanner Conover lines up in the slot. It's second down and 9. So Conover taking the spot of Drury for the time being. Second down and 9. Dort College with it at the Hastings 45. Back to pass, Lamley. Pumps. Pass is in the dirt. Intended for Miller. Miller near the first down marker. He had no chance at that one. The ball is in the grass or in the artificial turf here at Lloyd Wilson Field. That will bring up third down and 9. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. And by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. At Borensons.com, with the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Third down and 9, back to pass, Lamley. Lamley to the far side, and Miller is tackled on the play before the ball arrives. It'll either be holding on the defense or pass interference. All a matter of terminology. It'll be a first down for the defenders. And the cornerback over there for Hastings, he was on an island by himself against Jason Miller. And here's the official indication.
Number 30, 10-yard penalty for the previous spot on a first down.
That's Simon Brown called for the hole. As said, it's just a matter of terminology. While it would have been an extra 5 yards on the pass interference, as it is, Dort College has it first down and 10 at the Hastings 35-yard line. See if Dort College can sustain another drive. They've got a 99-yard touchdown drive already to their credit this afternoon. 6:39 left to go here in the first half. Lamley, back to pass. He's going to take a shot over the top. He's got Miller. Miller goes up after it. Fingertip grab. Touchdown, Dort College. Jason Miller climbs the ladder, comes away with it. They put it in the vicinity, and Miller comes down with it. Jason Miller, the touchdown grab for the Dort College defenders, and Dort College leads it 17-7. 17-7, our score. Dort College is going to go for it here. Looks, appears they're going to line up for a two-point conversion. And they'll ask for it on the right hash mark. It appears Dort College taking the philosophy that they feel they can convert two-point conversions at a 50% clip, so why not? 17-7, Dort College back to pass. Lamley. Lamley throws it towards Dodge, and Dodge involved in a hand fight that time, and no flag on the play. He and Josh Johnson locked up. Pass falls incomplete for the two-point conversion, and the Dort College defenders lead 17-7. Back with a kickoff right after this. 6:32 remaining. First half of play. Dort College up 10. Back with more in a moment. 6:32 remaining in this first half. Dort College leading 17-7. A 98-yard drive capped by a 25-yard touchdown toss from Lamley to Miller. And the defenders have a 17-7 lead on Hastings College Broncos. So Dort College, a couple of sustained drives, and thus far Hastings has not shown that they can stop the Dort College offense. Papke on to kick off. Just two possessions by the two teams so far in this quarter. Papke puts his foot into it, a high end-over-end kick. And the Hastings College Broncos will run it out. Out to the 15 to the 20. That's trouble. 25-30. One man to beat. Papke makes the open field tackle. On the return by Taj Willingham. So Willingham taken down near midfield at the 48-yard line. 6:22 left to go in the first half. Hastings with it, and we've got a flag on the play, so this one's coming back. May have been a reason why Willingham got sprung. That flag thrown at the 18-yard line. It's going to go back half the distance to the goal line. That's going to be at the 9. So Hastings will take over first down and 10 at their own 9-yard line. 6:22 remaining in the first half. Dort College leading 17-7. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykes, Sioux Center at 722-0101. Samaniego, the quarterback, back to pass. Looks over the top. Pass is complete to the tight end, and he's going to bowl his way forward. Ari Hoekstra came up, made initial contact with him, unable to bring him down. And the tight end, Jacob Reynosa, runs for another 5 yards, and Hastings will have it first down and 10 at their own 34-yard line. So Hastings with a first down. Pretty cleanly played first half of football. Dort College had the one miscue on the punt return. Other than that, both teams either forced to punt or scoring. Flare pass on the far side. Behind the line of scrimmage, that's Anthony Martinez. And Martinez is going to struggle to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Maybe picks up a yard or two. And it's going to be second down and 9. That was a lateral. He was well behind the quarterback when he received that, so it was almost like getting a pitch. Except it was delivered overhand. It'll be second down and 9, 5:25 and counting. First half, Dort College leading 17-7. 17-7 our score. On Dort College scoring drives of 99 and 98 yards so far today. Pass to the sideline, incomplete, intended for Jordan Johnson. Coverage applied by Banks and Biker. It'll be third down and 9. Well, the Hastings offense hasn't been terribly productive this season. 190 yards per game rushing, 227 passing. They've still managed to put up double-digit points in every game that they have played. 5-11 and holding on the incomplete pass. Third down and 9 for the Broncos at their own 35. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. Wide open backfield. Dort College calls a timeout. Timeout on the field. Dort College uses up timeout number 2. Back of the more after this. 17-7 our score. Hastings College with a football at their own 35. Same formation. Two receivers to the left, three to the right. Samaniego is the quarterback. Dort College drops 9 people in coverage. Back to pass, and it's completed across midfield to the 49-yard line. Pass completed to Hausch, and the Broncos extend the drive. Dort College that time only rushed 2 and dropped everyone back in coverage. And still able to find a seam was Hausch to the Dort College 48-yard line. 4:55 and counting. First half of football. Dort College leading 17-7. Three receivers left, two to the right. Back to pass to Samaniego. Samaniego floats it up over the top, and the pass is incomplete. Wow, how did he drop that? He was wide open, went to his knees. It was thrown a little bit behind the receiver. And that was intended for Adrian Petty. Petty was thrown behind him, but still a catchable ball. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Second down and 10 for the Broncos. Now they've got a running back that's Willingham. They'll hand it to Willingham. Willingham runs into nothing. He is taken down immediately by Tyson Dahlgren.
Ball carrier number 10, Ty's Willingham.
Cody coming up to help as well, the linebacker.
56, Josiah Cody,
and the Dort College defenders, that's a loss of a yard on the play. It's going to be third down and 11. 4:15 and counting for Hastings. They've got 2 timeouts remaining. Facing third down and 11 are the Broncos. Midfield. Broncos in their crimson tops. And their white pants. Third down and 11. And back to pass to Samaniego. Samaniego floats it up over the top. Back center field, and we've got a flag on the play. Dort College comes away with an interception for the time being, but this one's not going to stand. Ari Hoekstra came up with it, but we had a penalty thrown A flag thrown near the 32-yard line, about 14 yards up the field from the original line of scrimmage. I believe this is either going to be a hold on Dort College or a pass interference.
Holding, defense number 22. 10 yards from the previous spot, automatic first down.
So Justin Banks gets called for a hold 10 yards from the line of scrimmage. So a free first, well, it was third down and 11. It's an automatic first down as well. So first down and 10 for the Broncos at the 39. Hastings helped by that penalty. Samaniego has Willingham set to his right. Back to pass to Samaniego. Slant pattern over the middle. Pass is completed to the 35 and tripped up at the 32-yard line. Pass completed to Jordan Johnson. Cisneros ends up making the tackle along with Biker. It's going to be second down and four. Second and four on the way. 3:30 remaining. So Casey Biker, safety, coming up to make the stop. Dort College has been rotating there. We haven't seen Lovettier as much this afternoon. Three receivers left, one to the right. Right side is the narrow side of the field. Samaniego pump fake. And he is tripped up at the 25-yard line, down to the 30. Tripped up at the 29, and that's a first down for the Broncos. So first down and 10 for the Broncos at the Dort College 29. 3:05 and counting, first half. Broncos, they had it at the doorstep early in the second quarter and came up empty, and Dort College proceeded to march down the field and get a touchdown. Two receivers left, one right for Samaniego. Hands it off to Willingham. Willingham chased down from behind by Emery. Ends up being Ari Hoekstra making the tackle. A gain of five on the play for Hoekstra. I beg your pardon, for Willingham. Hoekstra, credit for the solo tackle. It's going to be second down and five. 2:30 remaining. Clock continuing to wind. Hastings with two timeouts remaining. Dort College has one timeout left. Samaniego takes the handoff to Willingham, flares it out to the near side to Martinez. Martinez to the 20 and brought down by Cisneros at the 15. That's up for a first down. So Martinez on the receiving end of that flare pass to the near side. It's a first down for the Broncos at the Dort College 15. Hastings will have the football to start the second half. So they're thinking in terms of punching one in late here. And then get the ball back to start the second half of play. Samaniego has Willingham to his left. Three receivers to the left as well. He looks right instead. Throws towards the end zone for Hausch. And the pass is incomplete. And they're going to call a penalty on the Dort College defenders. Cisneros, I believe, is going to be called for a pass interference in the end zone. Wait, maybe I'm jumping the gun. Ari Hoekstra pleading his case, signaling against Hastings. Hausch, though, clapping his hands, and it appears it's going to be against Hastings. Pardon me, against Dort College. And here's the official call.
Pass interference, defense number 8. That foul occurred in the end zone. By rule, the ball was placed on the 2-yard line. Automatic first down.
So the football now at the 2-yard line, as Randy Hagedorn explained it to us. First and goal to go for Hastings at the 2. Let's see if Dort College can come up with a stop defensively. 1:45 and count and holding here in the first half. Dort College leading 17-7. Willingham to the left. They hand it off to Willingham. Willingham's play gets stretched out. He's racing to the corner, and he is stopped shy of the goal line. And he actually stepped out of bounds at the 6-yard line, so a loss of 4 on the play. Clock stops. It'll be second down and goal to go at the 4. 1:39 remaining here in the first half. Dort College has dominated the first half of play. Hastings, though, can make it close here with a score. Samaniego barking signals. Hands it off to Willingham. Willingham, second effort, no. He stopped at the five-yard line. Gain of one on the play. Hastings not getting any sort of push up front with their offensive line. It's going to be third down and goal to go at the five. This was first and goal to go at the two, and they've gone backwards. So third down and goal to go. York College defensively trying to come up with a stop and force Hastings into a field goal, potential field goal try. Samaniego has Willingham to the left. You've got Hausch on the right side. They're going to pass it over the middle. Pass is complete. Touchdown, Hastings. A five-yard touchdown pass. Samaniego to Martinez. Quick hitter over the middle. Martinez lined up in the slot on the left, and he just simply crossed over the middle. And Dort College unable to stop the quick hitter over the middle. A five-yarder. Now the point after attempt. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Hastings College Broncos lead at 17-14. Dort College, as I said, dominating the first half of play. All they've got to show for it right now is a three-point advantage. 17-14, 57 seconds left to go in the half. Back with more in a moment. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass insulation, frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Hastings College kicking off with 57 seconds remaining. End-over-end kick. Dort College will let it bounce at the goal line, taken by Wybinga at the 5 to the 10, and he is upended at the 12-yard line. Wybinga had to take that near the goal line, and he was forced into a decision. And he played the conservative route by taking it rather than letting it bounce again. Obviously, a kickoff is a line of ball once it gets beyond the 10-yard mark, whether it's been touched or not. And now the defenders will take over, first down and 10. They're at their own 12-yard line with 53 seconds remaining. Well, decision time for the defenders here. You take a shot or two downfield and try to get into potentially a field goal position or a chance where you can throw it to Jason Miller. Dort College is going to roll right and pass. Lamley throws on the far side, intended for Stevens. Pass falls incomplete off of his fingertips out of bounds. It'll be second down. Well, I guess there's your answer. Hastings has two timeouts remaining as well. So Dort College with it. Second down and 10 at their own 12-yard line. Now you're in position here for your Hastings. If Dort College runs it, you might use a timeout to preserve the clock. Levi Schoenhoven in at running back for the defenders. And rolling right will be Lamley. Lamley is going to tuck it away. Back to the line of scrimmage to the 15, and he is hit hard at the 17-yard line. He gains maybe 4 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 6, and Hastings is going to use a timeout.
Bring up third down and 5 for North.
Hastings calls for a timeout, stops the clock with 35 seconds remaining. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet, Buick, and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. We're Values Matter member FDIC. Coming up at halftime, we will check in with Christian Zylstrom. He's got a report on Jamestown joining the Great Plains Athletic Conference. that will occupy our part of our halftime. Also coming up, obviously, we'll take a look at the scoring drives and the numbers from the first half of this contest. Dort College currently leading 17-14. Timeout is over. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Lamley trying to get Hastings to jump. They won't. It's third down and five. Dort College needs at least the 23-yard line for a first down. So third down and five. Man in motion is Drury. They hand it off to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven to the 25, to the 30. Still on his feet. And dragged down at the 30. His second effort. He stopped at the 30. And now Dort College has a first down. Hastings will not call the timeout. Dort College now in a position where they can maybe take a shot or two down the field. You've got Miller on the far side. Let's see if they go to him. Pass is over the middle. Incomplete. Intended for Josh Van Groningen. Now you heard in the pregame show that Josh was going to be able to play today for the first time in a while. Pass falls incomplete. It's second down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 17 seconds remaining. That's in the first half of action. Lamley surveys. Back to pass. And he takes a shot over the top for Miller. And the pass falls incomplete. 11 seconds remaining. Hastings still has a timeout remaining. 17-14 Dort College by a field goal. Football right now at the Dort College 30-yard line. So 11 seconds remaining. First half of action, Lamley in the pistol. He's got two receivers set to the near side, Van Groningen and Drury. Man to the right is Miller. They hand it off to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven the ball carrier. Schoenhoven to the 35-yard line, and Hastings will exhaust their final timeout. 6 seconds remaining. They'll force Dort College to punt the football. They won't allow them to run out the clock. So we'll be back with a punt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. And by Joe TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. Casey Biker punting. Line of scrimmage is the Dort College 35. Let's see if Hastings comes with pressure. They will. Biker gets it away. A wobbler to the far side. And 5 seconds run off of the clock. Clock stops with 1 second remaining. And Hastings will have time to run one play. So Dort College forced into a punt from their own 35. Hastings will take over. First down and 10. And now it appears we will have a conference. The referee and the side judge conferring. Line of scrimmage right now is the 35-yard line. So a 30-yard punt that time by Casey Biker. Hastings will have time to run one play, 65 yards from the end zone. Dort College sends three players deep at their own 20-yard line. Samaniego is going to roll right, tucks it away, and he's forced out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Garrett Wybinga comes up to make the stop. That's the end of the half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Samaniego, a 10-yard run to end the half. And we go to the locker room. Our score, Dort College 17, Hastings 14. Back with the halftime. Right after this, this is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing 17, or leading, I should say, 17-14. Dort College, a 99 and a 98-yard touchdown drive, resulting in scores, and Dort College also a 24-yard field goal in the process, and the defenders lead at 17-14. Dort College, the numbers thus far, 32 rushing attempts, 215 yards. Hastings College, 14 rushes for 59 yards. Dort College, 4 of 10 passing for 42 yards. I beg your pardon, for 101 yards. Hastings, 10 of 16 for 136. Dort College, time of possession, 18:41. Hastings, 11:18. Brock Lamley leads Dort College with 76 yards on 6 carries. Levi Schoenhoven, 8 rushes for 64 yards. Bryce Litka, 16 carries for 62 yards. Brock Lamley, 4 of 10 passing for 101 yards. All those completions are to Jason Miller. Cruz Samaniego, 5 carries for 43 yards. 9 of 15 passing for 135 yards. Noah Hausch, 3 receptions for 50 yards. Willingham, Jacob Reynosa, and Anthony Martinez, 2 catches each for 41, 26, and 13 yards respectively. Casey Biker, 2 punts for 30 yards per punt. Brandon Bockley, 2 punts for 48.5 yards per punt. Josiah Cody, 5 solo, 1 assisted stops. Ryan Cisneros, 3-1. Tyson Dahlgren, 2-1. Hastings College, Kelly McBride, 5 solo, 1 assist. Jacob Tard, 2-3. Austin Breading, 4 solo tackles. We're at halftime. Dort College leads Hastings 17-14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll take a break and we'll be back checking in with Christian Zylstra for his halftime update right after this.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Dort College Football here on KDCR 88.5 FM and the Dort College Athletics page. Normally during this time, we'd have an interview with another Dort College athlete, but there was some bigger news that went on in the GPAC the past week I wanted to get to, and that's that the University of Jamestown will be joining the GPAC after months of planning, preparing, and hoping. The University of Jamestown has a new home with the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The GPAC and University of Jamestown held a joint press conference on Thursday, October 13. That was at the Foss Wellness Center on Jamestown's campus to announce the new affiliation between the conference and the university. Jamestown will officially become the 12th current GPAC member on July 1, 2018. University of Jamestown Athletic Director Sean Johnson said in an official GPAC press release, quote, "This is a great University of Jamestown, Jimmy Athletics, and our student athletes. This is an opportunity for us to be associated with one of the best NAIA conferences in the country," end quote. The GPAC Council of Presidents met at Concordia University in Seward, Nebraska on October 11, where they voted on the inclusion of Jamestown into the conference. The process for Jamestown and GPAC officials began well before the GPAC Council of Presidents meeting on October 11. Jamestown expressed its interest in moving from the North Star Athletic Conference all the way into the GPAC last April. Dort College Athletic Director Glenn Bauma said, quote, "Anytime in this environment a school is willing to put their name out there and you know they're pretty serious because the conference you're in currently doesn't look highly upon finding out that you're shopping," end quote. The interest between Jamestown and the GPAC was mutual. The following summer, GPAC Commissioner Corey Westra and several other high-ranking GPAC officials visited the University of Jamestown, met with members of the university and athletic department, and came away impressed. The summer visit spurred more interest between the conference and university, leading to the GPAC Council of Presidents' October vote. While neither the official tally nor the individual school president votes could be publicly disclosed, Wester assured the vote cleared the 75% approval rate to welcome Jamestown into the conference. Quote, "Jamestown brings everything we want and a Great Plains Athletic Conference school," end quote. That was from Corey Westra. Wester added that Jamestown's makeup, including its faith-based nature, robust sports offering, and the desire to move forward, were major factors in the decision to welcome Jamestown into the conference. Athletic Director Glenn Balma saw many of the same things. He said, quote, "They're a very solid faith-based institution, and that is what our presidents really like to push about the GPAC. With our backgrounds, we're like-minded institutions," end quote. Detractors of Jamestown move to the GPAC cited travel and scheduling conflicts, because adding a school in North Dakota would make for some long trips north to and from the Nebraska schools. GPAC and Jamestown officials, however, found an answer to appease those with concerns. Quote, "A lot of it's going to be we're going to be playing at home during the week. If we have to take those longer trips to Nebraska, we won't be doing that on a Wednesday. We'll be doing that on a Saturday," end quote. That was from Athletic Director Sean Johnson, the athletic director at the University of Jamestown. Johnson also added that there are extra opportunities for those longer road trips to be during Christmas break. The scheduling maneuvers are to limit the amount of time and the amount of class that Jamestown student athletes will miss. In an age of conference realignment and continuous change, a forward outlook is important to embrace. University of Jamestown President Robert S. Bedall, Ph.D., said, quote, "Change is something that we look forward to, and this change in particular is going to bring many rewards for future student athletes wearing the Jimmy uniform in the years to come," end quote. This is the second addition to the GPAC in recent years. College of St. Mary in Nebraska, an all-women's college, joined the conference in 2015. For Jamestown, the GPAC will be the third conference it's been a member of this decade. The Jimmies used to be a member of the now-defunct Dakota Athletic Conference until the conference folded in 2012. Jamestown joined the North Star Athletic Conference in 2013. Jamestown will finish this academic year and the following as a member of the North Star Athletic Association before moving to the GPAC for the 2018-2019 academic calendar.
At KDCR, we're serious about weather. In addition to our regular on-air weather reports, you can go online and get details like heat index or wind chill, 24-hour temperature and barometric pressures, and compare current weather readings to average readings. KDCR's website has an in-depth weather analysis updated every 5 minutes, as well as monthly weather summaries. For the most in-depth weather reporting in the area, keep your radio tuned to KDCR and online at kdcr.dort.edu. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, where KDCR, 88.5 FM, Rock Solid Radio.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Halftime scores around the conference look like this. Morningside leads Briarcliff 49-0 at halftime. Concordia leads Midland at halftime 14-0. And Dakota Wesleyan is on top of Northwestern and Mitchell, 28-13, also at the half. Morningside entered play today 4-0 in the conference, 5-1 overall, number 4 in the country. Doan 4-1 and 6-1, number 9 in the country. Dakota Wesleyan 3-1 and 5-2, number 15 in the country. Northwestern 3-1, they're on a three-game winning streak, but that is in jeopardy this afternoon. They trailed Dakota Wesleyan at half 28-13, and Midland stands 3-2. In the conference, 6-2 overall. Next week, Dort College football is on the road as they travel to Crete, Nebraska to take on the Doan College Tigers. Kickoff once again, 1 o'clock. It'll be a heavy Doan day. Dort College volleyball will be facing Doan College 1 week from today as well. That is in Crete, Nebraska. That'll be a 5 o'clock start time for the volleyball varsity match. And Dort College Soccer is hosting Doan 1 week from today. Other action today. Haven't received word yet on the cross-country meet run in Yankton. Dort College women and men both competing in that. Dort College men's and women's soccer in Fremont taking on the Warriors. That began at 1 o'clock with the women's game. Men's game beginning at 3:30. No update on that either. And the Dort College volleyball team will be at home this afternoon facing number 3, Midland. That is a 5 o'clock start time for the varsity contest and a 3:30 start time for the junior varsity contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR, 88.5 FM. Back with the second half kickoff in a moment. Earlier today, the North College women finishing first at the Mount Marty Invite. Good to see the ladies come through with a strong performance this afternoon. North College men also a strong performance. They ended up second place. Getting some comments from Coach Nate Wolf. I'll be posting those via Twitter later on today. North College women's soccer is trailing Midland in the second half, 3-0. And it has gotten difficult for the North College women's soccer team as of late to find the goal. And hopefully they can get that, get a couple on the board yet this afternoon, but they trail 3-0. Both teams have come out of the locker room, and we are set for football. North College will be kicking off. Hastings College will be receiving, and North College actually will be kicking off into the wind. Hastings will have the wind and the ball to start this second half, so North College will get the wind in the fourth quarter. Football blows off of the tee, and Jeff Papke will set things up again. Some of the special teamers for North College. Got Casey Biker on the field, Justin Banks, Julius Buchanan, Danny Stevens, Keithan Drury, Tanner Van Hoffwagen is out there. Looks like DJ Hill. Those are the special teamers. A line drive kick bounces at the 15-yard line, taken at the 12. It's to the 15, to the 20, bouncing to the outside, to the 30 is Willingham. Willingham to the 42-yard line, and he is tackled at the 42-yard line. Casey Biker along with the kicker, Jeff Papke, making the stop. And Hastings with dandy field position to start the second half of play. They've got a first down and 10 at their own 44-yard line. 14:52 remaining here in the third quarter. North College leading 17-14. Hastings, with the first possession of the second half, they deferred their decision to the second half, so they won the opening coin toss. Back to pass is Samaniego. Samaniego completes it to Jordan Johnson. Jordan Johnson up the sideline and breaks the tackle of Marcus Whipper initially. And into North College territory, the reception and run by Johnson to the North College 40-yard line. Gain of 16 on the play. So Hastings trailing 17-14. North College dominated the first half of play, but went into the locker room with just a three-point lead. Alex Watson, a little antsy on the defensive line for North College. He's going to be called for offsides. 5 free yards for the Broncos, and they've got it at the North College 35-yard line. Well, North College has played tough against pretty good opponents for a half, and then the second half has been trouble. Let's see if North College can change that MO here this afternoon, leading 17-14 at halftime. Samaniego turns, fakes the handoff. He's going to pass with a right hand over the top, has a man open, and the pass is incomplete. And Marcus Whipper put his hands on Jordan Johnson, and the Hastings College coaching staff wanted a call. I don't see any flag. No, I do have. We do have a flag on the play. It was thrown at the 6-yard line. This one's going to be against North College, and I believe that was going to go against Marcus Whipper. The officials will confer. May simply be a matter of when did the penalty occur. And far down the field, I believe it's going to be a pass interference. Right now the line of scrimmage is the North College 35. It's going to be at least the North College 25 when this one is all finished. Well, there I go, jumping the gun. Randy Hagedorn says the pass was uncatchable. It's going to be second down and 10. Justin Banks now in at cornerback on the near side. He will match up with Antonio Duncan. They look to Duncan on the near side. Pass is completed to Duncan. Duncan at the 30, down to the 25-yard line. It's a 12-yard gain on the play, and another first down for the Broncos. And the Broncos marching in North College territory. Right now, Hastings in the driver's seat, it feels. Taking control on this first drive of the second half. Ward College's defense needs to come up with a stop. Samaniego in the pistol. Hands it off to Willingham. Willingham to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Still on his feet. Bounces out of a tackle. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. A 23-yard touchdown run for Todd Willingham. And Hastings wastes little time marching down the field. And they now have a chance to extend the lead to 4, leading 2017 with 13:32 remaining here in the first half, in the third quarter. Jeff Leone on to attempt the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through, and Jeff Leone is now 22 of 25 this season on point after attempts. Bigger pardon, 23 of 25 on point after attempts, and the Broncos lead at 21-17. We'll be back with a kickoff right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, Dort College trails for the first time this afternoon. Kicking off for the Broncos will be Brandon Bockley after the 56-yard touchdown drive that took just a little over a minute and a half off of the clock. That one drives Placidi back through the end zone, and the defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own 25. Well, Dort College has been able to sustain drives. They've got three lengthy drives to their credit. One resulted in a field goal of 24 yards. The other two resulted in touchdowns after marching the length of the field, 99 and 98 yards. And Dort College will send the offense onto the field. 13:32 left to play, third quarter. Lamley has two receivers to the right, two to the left. Lamley's going to roll right. Lamley runs out of space, throws it away, intended for Miller. It's going to be second down and 10 on the incomplete pass. Miller was about 10 yards down the field, and he was covered quite adequately by Josh Johnson. It's going to bring up second down and 10. Second and 10, two receivers left, two to the right. Drury in motion. They hand it off to Litka. No, they pitch it over to Drury. Drury loses it. It's down on the ground, and Drury covers it up. Loses three on the play. It's going to be second down and third down and 13. Third and 13. So third and 13 on the way. Griffin Pillow over the football. Snap back to Lamley. Lamley back to pass. Lamley throws it over to Drury. Drury's open at the 40, and he loses it. Ball was down on the ground. It came loose, and it looks like Drury got back on top of the football. Football at the 40. If it plays, if it stands, it'll be a gain of 15. And it is. So first down for the defenders. Drury ganged up on by three Hastings players. Ended up losing it, but he fell on top of it. Gain of 14 officially. Ball is marked at the 39-yard line. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka picks up three on the plate out to the 42-yard line. It'll be second and 7. So Hastings leading 21-17. Dort College led 17-7 at one point. And then the Broncos scored near the end of the first half. Put together a sustained drive. Lamley hands it off to Drury, and we have a flag on the play.
12-star offense, number 75. 5-yard penalty.
And they're going to say Aaron Elagria I beg your pardon, Jacob Cook. Don't want to blame the wrong guy. Jacob Cook, they say, the right guard. Called for a false start. 5-yard penalty. It's now second down and 12. Second and 12, four-man front for Hastings. Three linebackers. Pretty standard. Back to pass is Lamley. Drops it off. Screen pass intended for Litka. Litka would have had a big gainer, but it was thrown at his feet. Incomplete. He had a convoy. He had the numbers as well. Only two defensive players out there. He had three linemen out in front of him, but the pass was down in the down around his shoe tops. No chance at it. It's going to be third down and 12. Third down and 12, 11:43 left to play in the third quarter. Clock has stopped. And now we have a penalty. A flag thrown in the defensive backfield. They're going to say that it's a delay of game, but I don't think there's any way that the clock ever got reset. I'm not sure. It was an awfully quick play clock if it did get reset. And the determination will be that the play clock did not start running. Therefore, it never got never wound down. Third down and 12. Lamley has Litka behind him. Lamley fakes the handoff. Back to pass. Pass incomplete intended for Miller. Miller got hung up with Josh Johnson. Man, Johnson able to prevent Miller from getting the completion. It's going to be fourth down and 12, and the clock stops on the incomplete pass, and Dort College is forced to punt. Dort College is punting from their own 37-yard line. Hastings College will send a man deep at their own 30. Jacob Tarr, single safety. Casey Biker on to punt. He'll be punting into the wind. Hastings leading 21-17. Hastings with 10 up at the line of scrimmage. Biker gets it away. End over end kick. Tarr calls for a fair catch. Lets it drop. Goes out of bounds at the Hastings 35. And they're going to mark it back at the 31. A 32-yard punt by Biker. And with 11:26 left to play in the third quarter, Hastings will have it first down and 10 at their own 31-yard line. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC. Visit www.dort.edu/DGC. Back to pass is Samaniego. Samaniego steps up in the pocket, throws it to the far sideline, and the pass is incomplete. They'll rule the receiver out of bounds. It's Antonio Duncan. On the coverage was Ryan Cisneros. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Second down and 10. Football at their own 31-yard line for the Broncos. They lead at 21-17. They've scored 14 unanswered. They scored near the end of the first half. Scored on their first possession of the second half. Fake the handoff to Willingham. Flare pass right side. And off to the races to the 40. And forced out of bounds at the 41-yard line. Pass completed to Martinez. And it's going to be set a third down and less than a yard. Third and less than a yard after the completion to Martinez. Defensive alignment for Dort College, that's standard 3-4. You got Dahlgren, Emery, and then Jelifac in the ballgame. Back to pass. No, they hand it off. And getting away from the would-be tackler, the ball carrier, Anthony Cloyd. Cloyd picks up 6 yards on the play before he's brought down. And it's a first down for the Broncos. First and 10 for Hastings at their own 47-yard line. 10:35 and counting. Third quarter. Hastings swinging the momentum into their favor with that drive at the end of the first half. And now Dort College needs to find a way to get the football back. Blair pass right side over to Cloyd. Cloyd squared up on by the corner, Cisneros. Cisneros stops him for a 2-yard loss. It's second down and 12. Second down and 12. 10 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Hastings not in any sort of hurry. Both teams really settled off of any high tempo off or up tempo offense. Taking their time, Hastings huddles. Cloyd set to the left of Samaniego. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Man in motion is Martinez. They hand it off to Martinez. Martinez around the near side. He's to the 15 to the 45 and waylaid by Emery, but not before he picks up 14 yards and a first down.
First down, Broncos.
I said Martinez that time. That is incorrect. That is Adrian Petty. Petty, a backup running back, lining up in the slot that time. So another first down for the Broncos. They have it at the Dort College 42. Dort College needs to stay in contact with the Broncos. Can't let them stretch this lead out. Back to pass to Samaniego. Samaniego pass over the middle. Complete. It's another 13-yard pickup on the play. Hookstra on the tackle. Anthony Martinez on the reception. And the Broncos in business in Dort College territory down to the 29-yard line. First down and 10 for the Broncos at the 29. Samaniego hands it off to Willingham. Willingham to the 25, to the 20, turns the corner, 15. And ridden out of bounds at the 10 by Cisneros. That's a 19-yard gain on the play for Willingham. And unfortunately for Dort College, they've had the football for 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Hastings chewing up yardage. And the Dort College defense has been out there a lot here in the third quarter of play. Hastings on a 14-0 run. They've scored back-to-back touchdowns and now threatening a third. Samaniego rolling left, pass into the end zone, batted away. Banks very nearly picks it off. Oh, that would have been the shot in the arm that the defenders needed, but Justin Banks, the 5'10", 170-pounder from Prince George's Island, Maryland, breaks up the play. It's going to be second down and 10. And the football is marked at the 13-yard line. So Willingham's carry, he was forced out of bounds at the 13 rather than the 10. Willingham in the backfield. They've got three receivers to the left, one to the right. Back to pass. Samaniego. Samaniego's pass over the middle. Incomplete. Benoit Harris had a chance at intercepting that one. And it falls incomplete. It'll be third down and 10. Be a shot in the arm for the defenders if they can limit Hastings to a field goal attempt here. Third down and 10 for the Broncos. Indoor College territory at the 13. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 8:13 remaining. Third quarter. Noah Hausch lines up wide right. Samaniego communicating with Hausch. Now Hausch comes in about 5 yards off of the line of scrimmage. Back to pass Samaniego. Samaniego's pass over the middle. Incomplete intended for Jordan Johnson. That'll bring up fourth down and 10. And Giaffa Gaglione will come on to attempt the field goal. He's 6 of 8 on field goals this season. He'll be kicking with the wind. This will be a 30-yarder.
Nick Cepaglione in to attempt the 30-yard field goal.
Giaffa Leone Snap is down. Kick is up. It's got the distance. And it's good. And the Broncos lead 24-17. Hastings now has scored 17 points in a row. Defenders trail by a touchdown and a point after. See if the defenders can get their offense going when we resume play right after this. Dort College trailing Hastings 24-17. Great Plains Athletic Conference football play. Giafalione kicking off for the Broncos now. I beg your pardon, this is going to be Brandon Bockley. Bockley handles the punting and the kickoffs. And he puts a high end-over-end kick towards the end zone. Placidi in the end zone, comes away with it, 5, 10, 15, and he is hammered at the 16-yard line. He gets up none the worse for wear, and the Dort College defenders take over, first down and 10, with 7:59 remaining here in the third quarter. So Hastings, a drive that started at their own 31, culminates in a 30-yard field goal by Giafalione. And Dort College will start their drive at their own 16. So after moving the football almost at will in the first half, Dort College's drive to start the second half didn't go far. And now the defenders send a man in motion. That's Drury. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka head over heels at the 30-yard line. So a gain of 14 on the play. So first down for the defenders. Dort College going back to the fullback dive, and Bryce Litka responding with a 14-yard gain up the middle. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 30. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Brock Lamley doesn't have the play he wants. Now he gets it from the sideline. Took a while to get it. 10 seconds on the play clock. Man in motion is Drury. They run option left side. Lamley keeps it. And he's going to pick up 8 yards on the play. Runs it left side. He had Drury as his pitch man. Decided to keep it himself. Second down and two. Second and two for the defenders at their own 38-yard line. Dort College owned the first half. Hastings, though, found a way to be down just a field goal at halftime. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka, more than enough for a first down. He's past the 40 to the 43-yard line. And that's a first down for the defenders. A 4-yard pickup on the play for the junior from Grinnell, Iowa. He's going to check out of the ball game. Checking in will be Levi Schoenhoven. Litka comes off. Looks like he's favoring his left ankle or his left leg. Remember, he got tangled up in a play where he got dragged down from behind in the first half. Sat out a series, or sat out a possession. Lamley keeps it himself, and he's snowed under back at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play for Lamley. And the Hastings defense, better job of assignment football in the second half, limiting the Dort College option opportunities. Second down and 10, no gain on the play. Schoenhoven stationed behind Brock Lamley. Man in motion left to right. That's Drury. Hand off to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven to midfield. And he is brought down in Hastings territory at the 45-yard line. And Nathan Howe coming up to make the tackle. And he comes up favoring his right shoulder. He's going to check out of the ballgame. He was responsible for bringing Schoenhoven down. First down and 10 for the Broncos for Dort College in Bronco territory. Hand off to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven, the ball carrier, and Schoenhoven straight ahead to the 39-yard line. A gain of 6 on the play for Schoenhoven. Checking into the contest for Dort College, Tanner Conover. Conover will spell Drury. Litka back into the game. So Dort College down 24-17 with the football in Hastings territory. Second down and 4 at the Hastings 39. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka to the 35-yard line. Looks like enough for a first down. Another first down for the defenders. It'll be first down and 10. 5:10 remaining. Third quarter of play. And Dort College not nearly the up-tempo offensively as we have seen. Look like they've modified their offensive attack for this matchup. 24-17, Hastings in front. Conover in motion, right to left. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier, and Litka to the 30-yard line. A gain of 5 yards on the play. In terms of offensive attack, a little more reminiscent of last year where Dort College would try to shorten the game. Take more time off of the play clock. This team was running 70 and 80 plays per game earlier this season. Now they'll pick up the tempo a little bit. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka gains 3 on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 2. Well, the defenders will be playing back-to-back games on the road for the first time this season when they travel to Crete, Nebraska next week. Going to get our miles in here at the end of October into early November.
3rd down and 2.
3rd down and 2 on the way. 3:55 left to play. Third quarter of action. Lamley. Barking signals. Remember, Dort College also moving into the wind here in this quarter, so keeping it on the ground. Drury back in the game. He lines up as the tailback. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier, 20, 15. He's going to go. 10-5, touchdown. Bryce Litka. A 27-yard touchdown run, but there is a flag on the play. Flag thrown at the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be against Dort College, I believe.
Holding offense number 83. Kenya Kelly. Replay, 3rd down.
Unfortunately, this one's coming back. It's going to be a 10-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. That means it's going to be 3rd down and 12, so take the touchdown off of the board. Dylan Stevens, the tight end, they say, caught for holding. And now Dort College facing 3rd down and 12, and my guess would be they're in 4-down territory here. Not a lot to be gained if you don't get a first down here by punting. Out of field goal range at the moment. So let's see if they can bite off a chunk here and have a 4th down and manageable. 3rd down and 12. Back to pass is Miller. Miller under pressure. Gets away from the pressure. Throws it off his back foot towards the end zone. It's in the air. Grabbed off the deflection. Miller dives to the pylon. Touchdown, Dort College.
Pass to Lamley. Complete.
Brock Lamley. It'll go in the stats as a 37-yard completion to Jason Miller. It deflected off of at least 2 players, Drury and the defensive back for Hastings, and Miller came into the play late and grabs it, and the Dort College defenders have a chance to retake the lead with a 2-point conversion here. Lamley completes the pass to Miller, officially 37-yard touchdown pass, and now Dort College going for 2. Man in motion is Drury. Hand off Litka. Litka, the ball carrier, into the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. Dort College retakes the lead, 25-24. Timeout on the field, 3:20 left to play. Third quarter of action, Dort College 25, Hastings 24. Well, we saw a sea of hands play last week. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders, a sea of hands play of their own. As that one deflected off of Keithan Drury, the defensive back, and eventually it was Jason Miller who came up with it. And the Dort College defenders. Will be receiving the kick. And, Hastings will be receiving the kick from Dort College and taking it out is Willingham. Willingham's got a hole up the middle, and he has tripped up at the 30-yard line. Finished off there by Dort College's Scott Creighton. And it'll be 1st down and 10 for the Broncos at their own 33. So Hastings takes over 1st down and 10 at their own 33. Against Northwestern last week, Northwestern had a similar play in the end zone where ended up being their tight end who came away with it. This time, Dort College retakes the lead, and they cap an 84-yard drive with that 37-yard touchdown pass, keeping it to Samaniego. Samaniego tripped up from behind. I believe that's Scott Creighton who got a shoestring, tripped him up at the 40. It'll be second down and three. Second and three for the Dort College defender football team. For the Dort College defense. See if they can get a stop here. Hastings with the win. You can bet they are going to try to take advantage of that here at the end of the third quarter. Hand off and straight up the middle. That's Anthony Cloyd. Cloyd picks up enough for a first down. He needed two. He got two and a half. Creighton in on the tackle. Daniel Brown also there for the defenders. First down and 10 for the Broncos at their own 43-yard line. Offenses have ruled here this afternoon. Dort College leading 25-24, 2:20 left to go third quarter. Might be a case where the last team of the ball wins. Handoff. Handoff to the races is Cloyd. Cloyd tripped up by Banks at the 45. Finished off by Lovettier and Cody at the 38. And Hastings has it in Dort College territory. So Hastings, trailing by a point, marching down the field on this drive, and a screen pass floated into the air. And Jelifac, I believe, got his fingertips on it. Josiah Cody very nearly picked it off. As it is, pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10. So Hastings went to a screen pass to the near side, and the pass falls incomplete. And Jelifac able to get a mitt on it. Knocked it off course just a bit. Willingham in the backfield now with Samaniego. Movement along the line. No flag. Pass, quick hitter over the middle. And the pass is complete. Short gain for Martinez. I believe he picks up 9 on the play. It's going to be third down and 1. Third down and 1. And a player shaken up for the Dort College defenders. It looks like that's Curtis Emery. Emery will be attended to by Dort College trainer Chris Fagerness. And it looks like Curtis is dealing with something in the lower leg. And that will be a void if he's unable to continue. It's been a mainstay on the Dort College defensive line, plugging up the middle for several seasons. The senior and coach, and Chris Fagerness is going to help him to his feet. And Coach Joel Penner comes out as well to help Emery off the field, along with Fagerness. Curtis, a big man, number 17, 5'11", 300, senior from Elvin, Texas. And a couple other players come off to help Curtis off of the field. Pretty durable, that defensive tackle. And certainly hope that Curtis is back on the field before the afternoon is over. And in the meantime, next man up, they're going to slide in Jelifac over to a tackle. He'll be bookended by Watson and Dahlgren. Third down and 1. Handoff to Willingham, and Willingham is off to the races. 15-10-5, touchdown. No flag on the play, and a 29-yard touchdown run for Willingham. And the Dort College defenders trail 30-25, pending the point after. So the Broncos use just under 2 minutes to march 67 yards. And the Hastings College Broncos, Giaffalione is on to attempt the point after, trying to extend it back to a six-point lead. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Broncos lead 31-25. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. I jokingly said to one of the coaching the Dort College football coaches this past week. We're going to have a basketball score this week. And his reply was, I certainly hope not. Right now, that's the way it's shaping up, though. 31-25. Hastings with a six-point lead. Dort College getting the football back. Both offenses have been able to control play for the most part this afternoon. End-over-end kick towards the goal line, and Bryce Litka will let that one bounce through the end zone. And that'll be a touchback. Dort College taking over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Earlier today, the Dort College women's soccer team loses to Midland by a final of 4-1. Midland now 7-2, 13-4 overall. The defender women 2-6 in the conference, 6-9-1 overall. Dort College trailing in this football game, 31-25. And on the field is Lamley. Lamley brings the troops out. Stevens in motion, left to right, stations himself. Hand off to Schoenhoven. Football's on the ground. Levi lost it. It was up in the air. Three Dort College players were around it, but the Hastings College Broncos somehow come away with it. And as Coach Joel Penner said during the pregame show, he said, I think we've taken care of the turnovers. Dort College has had two today. One of them resulted in a touchdown drive by Hastings. And now it'll be up to the Dort College defense. See if they can prevent a similar scenario here with 1:13 left to play in the third quarter. Looked like Levi got spun around and lost it. And now Hastings going for the quick strike. Looking over the middle is Samaniego. Samaniego's going to tuck it away. He's to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Dodges a tackler. Brought down inside the 10 by Cisneros at the 6-yard line. It'll be a first down for the Broncos. So Hastings got it at the Dort College 29 after the fumble. And now Hastings threatening to go up by two scores, and that is what I was fearful. That's exactly what I was talking about. You've got to stay in contact with the opponent. And right now Hastings threatening to go up two scores. Samaniego has Cloyd in the backfield with him. Football's on the ground. And now falling on top is Samaniego. Maintains the possession. It'll be second down and goal to go now from the 11. So a loss of four on the play. Clock is winding down. 25 seconds left to go in the quarter. And Hastings may be content to let the clock run out. Samaniego comes back to the huddle. Looks over at the clock. Doesn't look like he's in any hurry. 9 seconds. Now 8. And Hastings will allow the clock to run out. We've played three quarters. Our score, Hastings 31, Dort College 25. Shapes up to be a dandy. Fourth quarter of play right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Hastings runs a play, and they didn't give us a full minute in between quarters, by the way. Pass into the end zone. Touchdown, Hastings, and the Broncos have gone up 37-25 pending the point after, and it looks like Hastings will go for two. So a two-point conversion all the way. Hastings stretching the lead to 37-25. Rolling right. And diving to the goal line, two-point conversion fails. Our score remains 37-25. Samaniego's two-point conversion is no good. We head to the final 14:55. Hastings up a couple scores. Back with more after this.
And I've grown as a runner and within my spiritual life as well. I've come to love my teammates, and I have taken the skills I need to be successful in cross country and use them to be successful in the classroom as well. I get personal attention from my coaches and professors, and with their help, I'm finding my place in God's world. I'm Steve Kelly, and I encourage you to learn more about my school at dort.edu.
.14:55 remaining in the contest. Dort College down 12. Dort College led in this one at 1 point, 17-7. Hastings has outscored the defenders 30-8 since that time. And now the defenders will be receiving the kickoff. Wybinga takes it at the 2. Cuts across the field, left to right. And he is stopped at the 15. For Dort College, that has become a trend. They have not gotten good field position this afternoon on almost any of their drives. So Dort College, Brock Lamley brings the troops out onto the field, and Dort College needs to regroup, and they need to score here. I don't think there's any, there's no mystery here. Lamley running to the short side of the field, runs out of room, loses yardage on the play. It's going to be second down and long. Starting to get into that point of the ball game. Down two scores. Hastings with the type of offense where they can start to grind on you. And they have a 12-point cushion to work with. Hand off to Litka. Litka up the middle. Gains one on the play. It's going to be second down. I beg your pardon, third down and 12. Through three quarters, Hastings 389 yards. Dort College 432. Bryce Litka closing in on 100 yards once again, averaging 144. Levi Schoenhoven, 88 yards. Brock Lamley, 84. Very good offensive attack today by the defenders, but Hastings has matched them. Back to passes Lamley. Lamley, screen pass, and pass is incomplete. And even if Litka is able to come up with that pass, would have been little or no gain. Hastings linebacker spied it out. That was Kelly McBride. McBride makes the tackle as the ball arrives at the shoe tops of Bryce Litka. And that's going to bring up fourth down, and Dort College will be forced to punt. So the Hastings College Broncos are going to get dandy field position again. Biker will be punting. Biker back inside his 5. Gets away. Low kick. Drives the man back to his 35-yard line. Up the middle to the 40. And wrapped up by Keith and Drury at the 41. That was as good a kick as Biker has had today. And with 13:40 remaining, Dort College now is to play for a turnover, in my opinion. Cannot allow Hastings to put together a time-consuming drive. Samaniego sends a man off to the right. That's Willingham. They'll line him up in the slot on the wide side of the field. Send a man in motion left to right. Fake the handoff to the man in motion. Samaniego keeps it himself. Play gets stretched out, and he's forced out of bounds on the Dort College sideline. Short gain on the play. And Samaniego wants to pick a fight over on the Dort College side of the field, and now a flag comes out. Flag thrown on the play. And I believe this one's going to be against Hastings. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty.
down. That is one unsportsmanlike towards the disqualification.
So a taunting penalty against Samaniego. Sets up second down and 25. I believe Jason Gaines now in at quarterback. Now Gaines and Samaniego had been splitting time at quarterback up to this point. Samaniego has gotten the majority of the snaps. 13:33 remaining in regulation. Hastings leads 37-25. Samaniego now on the sideline. So Samaniego checks out of the ballgame. They substitute for him. Still haven't been able to make out who that quarterback is. I believe it is Gaines. And they run a reverse. They swing it over to Martinez. Martinez off to the races, very near the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be third down and 12. Third and 12 for the Broncos. And Lavatier comes up to make the tackle. Force him out of bounds. He'll get credit for the tackle. And it's going to be third down and 14 as they mark him out of bounds at the 38-yard line. 13 minutes remaining. Hastings in the driver's seat, up 37-25. Gaines, that's Jason Gaines waiting. Back to pass. Nothing there. Now he's going to tuck it and run. He's going to be felled at the 40-yard line. Gain of one on the play. Tackle made by Dort College's Glenn Thompson. Thompson makes the tackle. The defensive end comes up to make the stop, and Hastings will be forced to punt for the first time here in the second half. Bockley will be punting. Line of scrimmage is the Hastings 40. Dort College will get it back in good position. Right now, Miller at his own 25-yard line. Bockley kicking into the wind. Low line drive, and it hits off of Ari Hoekstra. Hoekstra falls on top of it. And the Dort College coaching staff is hot, as they thought Hoekstra was on top of the football. And a Hastings player came in helmet first. And one of the assistants will grab Joel Penner and make sure he's on the sideline. That's where the assistant coaches come in handy. Don't blame Joel for being upset about that one at all. Lost Ari to a half for a targeting penalty earlier this season. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier, into Hastings territory. There he goes. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Towards the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College.
Bryce Litka with the carry. Touchdown, Dort.
Bryce Litka breaking at least three or four tackles on that play, and the defenders are back in the game. A 60-yard touchdown run by the running back from Grinnell, Iowa. Averaging 144 yards per game this season. His 17th touchdown of the year. And the Dort College defenders are back to within six at 37-31. 37-31 pending the point after, and they'll go for two. Send a man in motion right to left. They hand it off to Litka. Litka is going to be denied that time. And it's a 37-31 ball game. So just like that, Dort College, they needed a quick hitter. They got it in the form of the fullback dive. Bryce Litka up the middle, 60 yards, breaking tackles and shedding Hastings Broncos along the way. And the defenders are back to within six at 37-31.
When I was looking at...
Hats off, Bryce Litka. Dort College needed a shot in the arm, and he was just the guy. What a year he has had. He's got over 150 yards rushing now this afternoon. And every time Dort College has, it seems, put the ball in his hand. Dort College, a pooch kick. It's going to go out of bounds at the Hastings 43-yard line. Dort College taking a shot, trying to catch the Hastings College Broncos by surprise. They don't do it that time. And in all honesty, I'm not going to argue with that play call whatsoever, simply because Hastings' kick return has been very potent this afternoon. And the Dort College defenders taking a chance. Hastings will get it now at the 49-yard line. That's a 5-yard penalty from the spot at which the ball went out of bounds. And Dort College will now send the defense onto the field. Pass over the middle is complete. 9-yard gain on the play. Stop shy of the first down. Cody in on the stop. Thompson also there. Alex Watson. Joey Lovettier. Gain of 9 on the play on the completion to Martinez. And that'll bring up second down and 1. Oh, they did mark it a one. Mark it as a first down. That's generous. First down and 10. Hand off to Willingham. Willingham brought down, but we're going to have a face mask. Beanbags, handkerchiefs everywhere. And I believe that was Vinoy Harris who got a fistful of face mask. We'll get the official call from Randy Hagedorn.
Personal foul, face mask, defense number 44.
And that is indeed going to be on Curtis Emery. And the Hastings College Broncos will take it. Will move another 15 yards. So 15 free yards for the Broncos down to the 25-yard line. Back to pass, Samaniego. Samaniego steps up of the pocket, pursued by Glenn Thompson, and he's going to be brought down at the 15-yard line.
By number 26, Josiah Cody. Number 35, Casey Biker. Gain of 9, second down and 1.
And having some problems with some of my remote controls back here, so bear with me. The one-man traveling band having some issues. Hastings College with a football. They've got it at the Dort College 16-yard line. Running around the edge is Taj Willingham. Willingham to the 10, inside the 10, down to the 8-yard line. And the Hastings College Broncos now with a first down and goal to go. Inside the Dort College 10. 10 minutes remaining in this contest. Hastings leads 37-31. Dort College needs a defensive stop of the worst way. 37-31, Broncos leading the defenders. Willingham will line up to the right of Samaniego. Hand it off to Willingham. Willingham inside the 5 and into the end zone, touchdown. A 9-yard touchdown run by Willingham. And the Broncos retake the lead. Or regain a 2-score lead. They lead now 43-41. 43-31. Time to regroup. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through seniors. So 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Samaniego chased from the pocket. And he is brought down shy of the goal line. And the score remains 43-231. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 9:44 left to go in regulation. Dort College trailing by a couple of scores. And the Dort College defenders will be receiving when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs. Delivering on quality and on time since 1955 by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, that is, at their Sioux Center location, 722-0101. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Over the buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtyofc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Hastings will be kicking off. Hastings right now back in the driver's seat a little more comfortably by 12. And that'll take a bounce at the 20. Football's on the ground. Wybing thought he had it. Now it's loose. And it'll be Dort College football. So Dort College with the football. That kick into the wind went straight up and straight down at about the 25-yard line. And it'll be Dort College football at their own 25 to start. 9:41 remaining. Well, if you're looking at that drive from the Hastings point of view, the only thing that didn't go right on that drive was the fact that they managed to take just 2 minutes off of the clock. Brock Lamley brings his team up to the line of scrimmage. Lamley looking to the sideline, needs a play. 5 seconds. Now four. They're going to have to burn a timeout. 3, 2. They get the play off just before the play clock expires. Lamley takes a shot down the field and heavy coverage and throws it away over the head of Keithan Drury. That'll bring up second down and 10. Second and 10 on the way. So Dort College trailing by 12. Trying to find a way to regroup. Got a big play from Bryce Litka moments ago, but then surrendered a touchdown. There goes Litka again. He's to the 35, 40, 45, 50. Dragged down in Hastings territory at the 48-yard line. Well, Bryce Litka almost single-handedly trying to keep his team in the ballgame. Trail 43-31, and they need a score quickly, and then they need a defensive stop. 9:19 and counting. We'll keep an eye on that clock as that has become as much of a factor as anything. Lamley takes the snap, hands it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier, and Litka.
Nice Litka with the carry.
How he does it down after down is beyond me. Picks up five on the play. It's second down and 5. Stevens has to check out of the ball game. He comes off limping. Ben Hayes checks in. So Stevens, looks like he's favoring his right ankle. Checks out of the ballgame for the time being. Jake Dodge to the near side. Miller to the far side. They hand it off to Litka. Litka to the 40, to the 30, and brought down at the 26-yard line. And he was one break to the right away from taking that one to the house. And the Dort College defenders trail. Still by 12. And the clock continues to wind down. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka to the 21-yard line. Well, he's the leading rusher in the nation for a reason. Gets a lot of carries for one thing, but answers the bell whenever he gets the ball as well. Does not get caught for a loss and very often, and obviously a lot of that starts up front with the offensive line. Litka struggling forward, short of the first down by a yard. It's going to be third down and 1. So third down and 1. 7:51 and counting. Dort College. Clock is becoming as much an adversary. Pass to Miller. Miller to the 10. Inside the 10 down to the 6-yard line. So Dort College rolling the dice on third down and short. They pass over the middle to Jason Miller. And Miller, it's a first down. Dort College threatening. First down and goal to go. They mark him at the 7. Throws it towards the end zone, into the end zone. Touchdown, Jason Miller.
Pass from Lamely, completes number 80, Jason Miller. Touchdown, Dort.
Miller comes up with the completion, and the defenders are going to go for 2. Dort College trailing 43-37. 80 combined points between these two teams, and there's still time. 7:24 remaining. Lamely will line up in the pistol. Directly behind him is Litka. Receiver right is Miller. Jason Miller, his second reception for a touchdown. An 8-yard completion. Cornerback had no idea where the ball was. He was playing Miller. Lamely pitches it ahead to Litka. Litka trying to get to the end zone, and Litka is taken down, and I think he's hurt. Bryce Litka taken down on the sideline, and now we've got trouble. Still on the ground, and while they attend to him, let's take a break. Hopeful that it's just a cramp. Litka walks off down the sideline under his own power. And don't like that feeling when you see somebody go down and look like he extended towards the goal line and couldn't tell if he went down awkwardly or if just overextended. And it appears to me he probably just overextended and cramped up. 43-37, Dort College down 6. So the point after attempt failed. Papke will be kicking with the wind. And this would be a good one for Jeff to put through the goal, through the end zone and force Hastings to start at their own 25-yard line. Hastings actually playing 5 players up. They've got the majority of their players actually within 30 yards of the football. Papke, an end-over-end kick, a high kick taken by Willingham in the end zone. He loses it. He's going to take a knee, and the Broncos will start. First down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Broncos lead 43-37. Well, we talked about the fact that the team that has the ball last today might be in a position to win it. Dort College offensive, I feel like what I've watched here recently, they can move the football. There was a period of time in the second half where they were not moving the football with regularity, but they picked things up again. Hastings has first down and 10 at their own 25 with 7:24 remaining. Samaniego passes out in the flat, pass is complete, and that's a first down. Hookster makes the tackle after a 15-yard gain on the play for Hastings College and Jordan Johnson. So first down for the Broncos, and officially will go as a 14-yard pickup on the play. No, they give him 15 yards. They mark it out to the 40-yard line. First down 10. Bronco football at their own 40. Samaniego has Willingham in the backfield with him. Hands it off. No, that's not Willingham. That's Roush. And Roush, nothing there. Roush stacked up. No gain on the play. It's going to be second down and long. Emery on the tackle along with Glenn Thompson for the defenders. Curtis Emery. I beg your pardon. That's not Curtis. That's Benoit Harris. Benoit Harris, number 44, makes the tackle. The senior from Arlington, Texas. Glenn Thompson, the senior. Defensive end, playing in place of Curtis Emery are seeing more time because they've slid Watson over to defensive tackle. And snowed under, Glenn Thompson comes through untouched. Somebody missed an assignment, and Thompson, with a quarterback sack, drives Samaniego into the turf here at Lloyd Wilson Field. And with 6 minutes remaining, Hastings is facing third down and 15. Third and 15 for the Broncos at their own 35-yard line. Samaniego in the pistol. Now they've got Willingham in the backfield with him. Two receivers right, two left. They need the midfield stripe for a first down. A little bit of movement, no flags. Samaniego flush from the pocket. And Samaniego, they've got flags all over the place. This one might be offsetting by the time it's all said and done. Samaniego out past midfield, but I believe there was a hold at the 35-yard line. But there's also this pesky flag over here in the defensive secondary for Dort College at their 45-yard line. I'm not sure what that's about. Rest assured, the officials will let us know when all is said and done. Right now we've got the committee meeting taking place. Four out of the seven represented. Three flags on the field. Back judge, field judge, and I believe the head linesman all threw flags on the play, and they're conversing with Randy Hagedorn. Right now, we do know that it will not be, well, we don't know that yet. They've still got the football near midfield. They've got that marked for the time being. At the Dort College 49, so if the play would stand, it would be a first down. I don't think it will stand. I think at worst it's going to be offsetting. At best it's going to be against Hastings.
Play, holding offense number 59, holding defense number 26. Those players will offset and will replay third down.
Well, there you have it. They call the hold, a defensive holding on the defenders as well in the secondary. And the Dort College coaching staff trying to fire up the defense. Got a chance to go 3rd and 15 again. Third down and 15 on the way. Samaniego in the backfield with Willingham. Three receivers set to the left, one to the right. We had movement, no call made. Rolling right as Willingham is that's the quarterback. Quarterback sacked from behind. Who was it that came through for the Dort College defense? That was Danny Stevens. Stevens forces the fumble with the quarterback sack. And now we've got a player shaken up for the defenders over on the Hastings sideline. Tebby and Jellifac picking himself up slowly off of the ground. And the Dort College defenders recover the fumble at the Hastings 36-yard line. 5:17 remaining. So Samaniego was setting up to throw, and Stevens closed on him. And Danny Stevens, the junior from Ord, Nebraska, comes up and makes the hit, jars the football loose, and here comes the Dort College offense with a chance to tie it with a touchdown. 43-37 our score, 5:17 remaining. So this one's going to go down to the wire. Man in motion. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka, pretty good line surge. Picks up four on the play. That will set up second down and six.
Tackle number 32, Kelly McBride, gain of 4 seconds.
Second and six. Hastings College trying to come up with a defensive stop. Drury in motion. They hand it off to Litka. Litka spins away from a tackler to the 30, to the 25, and brought down at the 25-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play. Another first down for the defenders. Bryce Litka, not to be denied on that carry. 4:35 and counting. Lamley hands it off. Litka following his line. And again, the offensive line for the Defenders getting a good surge. Devin Eakoff, Ben Buma, Cook. You got Nelson up there. Your center is Griffin Pallone. The unsung heroes for this Dort College running game that has averaged nearly 275 yards per game on the ground. Hand off Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka to the 15, down to the 10, and we've got a flag at the end of the play. That one thrown in the vicinity of, well, that's going to be a hold. It's either a hold or a face mask. Back judge making the play, or making the call.
Holding, offense number 83. 10-yard penalty, replay second time.
And the tight end, Dylan Stevens, gets caught for the hold. Unfortunately, for a lot of those guys, not the only time you'll pick what they're doing is if they get nabbed for a penalty. Bright spot, it happened down the field, so you're basically just replaying the down. Second down and seven. Second and seven for the Defenders. Football at the 22-yard line. 3:45 and counting. Dort College trying to manage the clock. Don't want to leave much on the clock if they do score. Put your eggs all in this basket. Both teams with three timeouts remaining. Lamley is going to run option. Has Litka. Pitches it forward to him. Litka to the 20. Inside the 20. Near the first down marker. It's going to be third down and short. Third down and less than two. Football is inside the 22-yard line. The first down marker is at the 20. So Dort College continuing to move the football down the field. Dort College will go to the stacked eye behind Lamley. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, the second effort, and I believe he stopped short of the first down by less than a yard. It's going to be fourth down and short. Fourth and short. So fourth down and less than a yard. And the Dort College offense trying to extend the drive. 2:30 and counting. Lamley, stacked eye. Miller to the right. Litka is behind him, along with Drury. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, the first down and then some. He needed the 20. He got the 19. There's your first down, and the Dort College Defenders stay in business, and Litka drags himself up to his feet. First down and 10 at the 19. 2:15 remaining. Litka needs a breather. Levi Schoenhoven checks into the ballgame. Oh, another one of those white knucklers for the Defenders. 2 minutes left. Lamley hands it off. Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven covering up with both arms. And he has stood up at the 5-yard line. And he's near another first down. Coach Tony Hobson, irate on the Hastings College bench. On the sideline, he comes out. He's had enough. He wants a timeout. Timeout on the field. You're listening to Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. 1:48 left to go in regulation. Hastings 43, Dort College 37. There's 1:48 left to go in the contest. Hastings has used their first timeout of the second half. They have two remaining. Dort College has all three of theirs remaining. Dort College is facing second down and two at the Hastings 6-yard line. This is a drive that was set up by a quarterback sack by Danny Stevens. Dort College recovered the fumble, and now the Defenders trying to punch in a late score. They can tie it with a touchdown. They can take the lead with a point after. Second down and two, Litka back in the ballgame. Unwittingly, Hastings gave Dort College the chance to get Litka back into the game. And Litka is stopped just short of the goal line. Well, did they signal touchdown or not? They did. Bryce Litka a 6-yard touchdown run, and the Dort College defenders will be kicking for the lead. So the 8-yard touchdown run by Lidka, there was no signal. Now the referee will give us the signal that it was a good was a touchdown, and now the point after by Papke to try and give Dort College the lead with 1:43 remaining. In a way, I was hoping Lidka wouldn't score yet, and Dort College could run a little more time off the clock. Snap is down. Papke's kick is up. Papke's kick is good. How about that? The Dort College defenders lead 44-43. Dort College back in front by a point. We got a white knuckler. 1:43 remaining in regulation. Back with more after this. Jeff Papke moments ago gave Dort College the lead with a point after, making it 44-43. Dort College took 3.5 minutes off of the clock, and now Hastings will get it back, and I would imagine Papke is just going to try to kick this one through the end zone, not allow Hastings a chance to return it. So Dort College, 13 unanswered, end over end kick, and this is going to be returnable. Fumbled at the goal line, picked up at the 10. Out to the 10, bounce to the outside, contain, and they do. Dort College's special team swarming. He wouldn't go down easily, but eventually Dort College able to catch up with and stop Adrian Petty at the 16-yard line. First down and 10 to go for Hastings with 1:33 remaining. They have it at their own 17. Well, boys, if you can force a turnover, now's the time to do it. Would make the ride home much more enjoyable. Samaniego, three receivers to the left, one to the right. Nothing deep. Dropping back, Samaniego. Samaniego gets away and throws it away. Intended on the play, Taj Willingham out of the backfield. It's going to bring up second down and 10, 1:27 remaining. 1:27 left to go. .44-43, defenders up by one. Dort College weathering the storm by Hastings earlier in this half when they went on a, spanning the second quarter into the second half, a 30-0 run. Now Hastings trying to answer, trailing by a point. Tucking it away. Pass to no one in particular, but a flag on the play. Flag's going to be thrown at the 21-yard line. The linesman threw that one on the scramble by Samaniego. And I believe this is going to be against Hastings, judging by the reaction of the Dort College bench. An ineligible receiver down the field. Decision time for the defenders. .120 left to go in regulation. Dort College by a point.
On field number 62. That penalty's declined. Third down.
So Dort College will take the play. Brings up third down and 10, obviously four down territory for the Broncos. Got Cisneros matched up with Noah Hausch on the near side. Fake the inside handoff under pressure. Samaniego. Samaniego flush from the pocket. Quarterback sack. Tyson Dahlgren. Tyson Dahlgren with the quarterback sack of Samaniego. Credit the Dort College defensive secondary with coming up with the coverage, allowing Dahlgren to chase him down for the sack. That is a loss of 8 on the play, and that brings up fourth down and 18. 1:09 remaining. Timeout on the field. Charge to Hastings. We'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, and the dust settles, you'll appreciate the quality service. By American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Dort College, one more defensive stop away from finishing off this contest. Hastings has one timeout remaining. So if Dort College can get the ball back, they can, in effect, run out the clock. Oh, victory formation on the road would look awfully good. Big play here. Samaniego back to pass. Three receivers set to the left, one to the right. He's going to try to scramble. He's in no man's land. He goes down. Dort College football. Samaniego, poor decision there. There was no way he was picking up the needed 18 yards. He is dropped at the original line of scrimmage, and it's going to be Dort College with victory formation on the road in Hastings, Nebraska, and the Dort College defenders, barring something crazy, will win their fourth game of the season and their second in the conference. I will say this. I expected Dort College to defeat Briarcliff in that Great Plains Athletic Conference matchup. This one, to me, was a toss-up. This is the one Dort College needed to help in turning the corner this season. And there you have it, victory formation. Brock Lamley will line up under center. Bryce Litka stationed 15 yards deep. Litka takes a knee. Hastings can stop the clock once if they so desire. Under a minute to go. It doesn't appear Hastings is going to call a timeout. 45 seconds and counting. Play clock is at 24. That is going to be a happy, happy group headed back to Sioux Center today. Lamley takes the snap, takes a knee. That's going to do it. Tony Harper will meet Joel Penner at midfield. They'll exchange pleasantries, and that's the ball game. How about that? Dort College, a comeback victory today. They come back from two 12-point deficits, and they win it, 44-43. The Dort College defenders, their first win since a 38-10 win over Briarcliff to start the month of October. The Dort College defenders back to 500, 4-4 overall, and they win their second game of the conference season. So we can pencil this one in. The Dort College defenders go on the road, and they defeat the Hastings College Broncos today by a final score of 44-43. Dort College 2-4 in the conference, 4-4 overall. Hastings College Broncos 0-5 and 3-5, and the losing streak for Hastings reaches 5. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College hangs on to win 44-43. This one did not come easily, as you can imagine. Road games, difficult to win by any means. But the Dort College defenders overcome two 12-point deficits, two defeats. The Hastings College Broncos this afternoon, 44-43. I haven't been given the numbers yet, and I can do my best at least to tell you the scoring sequence. Dort College was up 17-7 after a Jason Miller 35-yard pass reception. Late in the second quarter, Hastings put together a touchdown scoring drive, though, to cut it down to 17-14 near halftime, and that's actually how we went to halftime. Taj Willingham had a 23-yard run to give Hastings a 21-17 lead, and then a field goal added to the lead at 24-17. Jason Miller caught a 37-yard pass from Bryce Litka to give Dort College a 25-24 lead after the two-point conversion. Jason Miller caught another at one point, Dort College trailed by a dozen. And Bryce Litka responded with a 60-yard touchdown run early in the fourth quarter to get Dort College back in the ballgame. Taj Willingham gave the Broncos a 12-point lead again, before Dort College responded with a Jason Miller 8-yard touchdown pass. Bryce Litka's 2-point conversion failed. And then it was Dort College getting a turnover on a quarterback sack. They had a short field to work with. And defenders punched it in from 9 yards out with Bryce Litka scoring his 18th touchdown of the season. His second of the ball game. And the defenders got the point after from Jeff Papke, who had earlier hit a field goal as well. And the defenders go home with their second win of the conference season, their second road win of the conference season at 44-43 over the Hastings College Broncos. We'll be back with a look at the numbers, and also we'll take a look at some of the other scores from the conference right after this. Here are the numbers. I'll try to piece them together. Dort College, 603 total yards. Hastings, 462. Dort College, 424 yards on the ground. I'm not sure that I can call these official yet. Hastings, 223. Dort College, 179 passing. Hastings, 229. First downs, Dort College, 28. Hastings, 26. So those are your overall numbers. Trying to locate the Dort College totals. Rushing. Bryce Litka, 35 carries, 240 yards, two touchdowns. He now has well over 1,200 yards this season. He entered the game with 1,011. He's now got over 1,250 yards. Tacks on another two touchdowns. He's got 18 for the year. He leads the nation in both rushing and touchdown scored. Levi Schoenhoven, pretty nice ball game by the freshman as well. 12 carries, 97 yards, had a touchdown. He'd have a fumble he wants back, but overall a pretty good ball game by Schoenhoven. Brock Lamley, 9 carries for 80 yards. Keithan Drury, 3 for 10. Lamley, 9 of 20 passing, 179, 3 touchdowns. Jason Miller was his security blanket today. Seven catches, 157 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Keithan Drury, 1 catch for 17 yards. Bryce Litka, 1 catch for 5. Be remiss if I didn't mention the offensive line for the defenders. They were a huge part in the win today and of the success so far for this team. Ricky Nelson, Griffin Pillow, Jacob Cook, Devin Ekoff, Ben Buma. All five of those played the majority of the snaps here this afternoon, and a big reason why Dort College gained over 400 yards of offense. I don't know that I have defensive stats. Doing my best to page through as quickly as possible. And I just don't, the way it looks. Would really like to give you some. But it doesn't look like I do. Several big plays down the stretch by the Dort College defense, though. Tyson Dahlgren had a quarterback sack. That set up a fourth down and long situation. And Danny Stevens, he had the sack that forced the fumble that set up the Dort College scoring drive to win it. 44-43, Dort College, their fourth win of the season. They go to 500 again. They're on the road next week. Things don't get any easier. Taking on the number 9 rated Doan College Tigers on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. That's going to do it for a broadcast this afternoon of Dort College football on KDCR. Stay tuned. Coming up in about 45 minutes or so, Christian Zylstra and Derek DeVries will have the call of the Dort College volleyball match against the Midland Warriors. That's number 10 against number 3 from the DeWitt Gymnasium. If you can't make it to the game, join us on KDCR for that one. Also be available via webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. That's going to do it for a broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.